Attention, all equestrians and equine lovers. Are you ready to pony up for an unbridled fun time in the bedroom? Pretty Little Dan Incorporated is proud to introduce the front runner in bedroom pleasure. Our team of two breeders and a Miata, vets, and lonely science people from Van, Texas have spent thousands of man hours to create the Kentucky Derby Dendo. We've combined DNA from Dan O'Malley with horse DNA from Seabiscuit, Secretariat, the legendary flying horse Pegasus, and Larry North. The result is a dendo, 90 hands high and over a furlong wide. It's guaranteed to filly you up. The Kentucky Derby Dendo comes complete with a set of vibranium stirrups and a Kevlar saddle, because trust us, you're gonna need them. And you can easily control the Kentucky Derby Dendo with our special reins made from radio tower guy wire. Feel the deep stretch with one of our patented triple crown trifecta advanced performance modes, including My Little Pony, Clydesdale, and Demolition Derby. The Kentucky Derby Dendo is powered by an internal combustion engine that uses oats, carrots, and pure cane sugar cubes as fuel. When fully operational, the Kentucky Derby Dendo will give you an ass jousting worthy of a medieval knight. Put all your other pleasure devices out to pasture. Now you're dealing with real horsepower. It's the Kentucky Derby Dendo. Order now and get a free hat. Warning, prolonged use of Kentucky Derby Dendo can result in subtle ash, hate people, Charlie hoofing your ass, and Churchill Down syndrome. Another fine product from PLD Inc.
Where's Kenzie?
She's sick and has a sore throat and some other things. She's just sick.
She's got to have something wrong with her that's chronic that she's not telling us.
Yeah. You'd think. Because I don't know anyone that is sick as much as she is.
Yeah. And it's really pathetic when I can look at somebody and go, I work more than you do. Alfie and Clover, I'm guessing, pretty proud of their Kentucky Derby Dando. Because, well, Alfie came in and he said, this took us an hour and 45 minutes to ride it.
Oh, my God.
No, it's... Oh, it was just really frustrating because as we get further along with these, we got to try to use different words and explanations. So it's like, okay, we can't use that. Can't use like pounding. So yeah. So we had jousting.
A galloping good time. Yeah. Was there anything in there about mint juleps? I don't recall.
No.
Right. It came up. It just didn't make the cut.
Gotcha.
Because when Alfie walked in with the script, he goes, this took us an hour and 45 minutes. Well, you know what? If it sucks, it doesn't make any difference because I've wasted a couple hours producing Mandy bumpers.
Well, it just really makes us mad whenever we come up with an idea. Oh, we're like, oh my God, this is going to be easy home run and awesome. Hour later, we're like, damn it.
So basically, you figured out the title. And you just couldn't get.
We had all these words, and like, where are we going to put these words in?
You're going to be pissed off. Oh. I'm sure afterwards you think, all right, we could have added this, something with the galloping trots, horseshoes on the sides for good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think with the opening.
Horse apples.
Glue.
Yeah, we had those two just couldn't fit in. But that happened after.
How do you decide what you can fit and what you can't fit in? It's not like it's got to be a 60-second spot.
That's true.
I don't know. It just got to kind of fit. Because both Alfie and I, we have no problem telling each other no. They're like going, no, that's not good. You know what I mean? And usually we end up agreeing. Like, okay, no, that's not very good.
Well, you can just write it down. If I don't like it, I won't record it. I changed nothing in that one. I added, the only thing I added were the two breeders and a Miata. Yeah.
Timely.
I dig it when you do that because it's just not really expecting it, and then it comes up.
Which, by the way, real quick, is anyone else being inundated with photos of Miatas?
Even Billy, yeah. Billy the Kid is in on this one.
How so?
He sent me a highway picture of a couple of guys who, no offense, looked effeminate. And, you know, they're waving. And it was one of those, what do you call it, a meme?
Yes.
And it just says, haters gotta hate.
And so they were in a Miata.
Yes, in a red Miata.
Hate is gonna hate. I love those.
I didn't know that Billy was in on the Miata bit.
I didn't either.
And all the cars for me to pick.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden, you see them everywhere. Yeah, it's like you buy a certain type car, then you see them everywhere.
I had a guy on Twitter. He sent me a photo of a guy in traffic next to him in a red Miata. Convertible, smoking a cigarette. So he had the caption on it on Twitter. He's like, look, smoking Brian. And that guy looked happy.
Leron must have just finished. And then they give me the scripts, and it's like, all right, like, what horse music? There's a lot of work that I know it doesn't sound like it.
There's a lot of thought that goes into it, a lot of effort.
I finally just gave up. I thought, horse with no name, no, that's not fast enough. I tried George Jones, The Race Is On.
Mm-hmm.
But that was just a little too pokey.
Okay. So what did you end up with? Because unless I know it immediately, the song underneath the dando, I mainly just listen to the words first.
I don't think you'd ever guess it, because without the lyrics, it's almost impossible to tell what the song is. You want it again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Attention, all equestrians and equine lovers. Are you ready to pony up for an unbridled fun time in the bedroom? Pretty Little Dan Incorporated is proud to introduce the front runner in...
Let me just tell you to take the mystery out.
Yeah, because I got no clue.
Yeah, it's Hank Jr., all of my rowdy friends.
Oh, very nice.
I guess it's the same as, you ready for some foot? Is it the same thing?
Yes.
It just seemed to go, I didn't give a rat's ass at that point. Mm-hmm. I had 4 minutes to figure out, pick a song.
Well, I would imagine if you got the Derby Dando, all your friends are going to be fairly rowdy.
And the Kentucky Derby is this weekend?
It's tomorrow, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then it's this weekend.
Okay.
Okay. So a timely dando. Mm.
Attention, all equestrians and equine lovers. Are you ready to pony up for an unbridled fun time in the bedroom? Pretty Little Dan Incorporated is proud to introduce the front runner in bedroom pleasure. Our team of two breeders and a Miata, vets, and lonely science people from Van, Texas have spent thousands of man hours to create the Kentucky Derby Dando. We've combined DNA from Dan O'Malley with horse DNA from Seabiscuit, Secretariat, the legendary flying horse Pegasus, and Larry North. The result is a dando, 90 hands high and over a furlong wide. It's guaranteed to filly you up. The Kentucky Derby Dando comes complete with a set of vibranium stirrups and a Kevlar saddle, because trust us, you're gonna need them. And you can easily control the Kentucky Derby Dando with our special reins made from radio tower guy wire. Feel the deep stretch with one of our patented Triple Crown Trifecta Advanced Performance Modes, including My Little Pony, Clydesdale, and Demolition Derby. The Kentucky Derby Dando is powered by an internal combustion engine that uses oats, carrots, and pure cane sugar cubes as fuel. When fully operational, the Kentucky Derby Dando will give you an ass jousting worthy of a medieval knight. Put all your other pleasure devices out to pasture. Now you're dealing with real horsepower. It's the Kentucky Derby Dando. Order now and get a free hat. Warning, prolonged use of Kentucky Derby Dando can result in subtle ash, hay fever, Charlie Horse in your ass, and Churchill Downs syndrome. Another fine product from PLD Inc.
Charlie Horse in your ass and Churchill Downs syndrome. Very nice on the disclaimer.
But don't forget about the free hat.
No, the free hat's a kicker, absolutely.
I think maybe we should just always make it a K-E-R-A tote bag. There's just something about that.
Here the hat worked, though. Needed the hat.
Alfie, I think on my desk in there, you don't have to bring anything in here. You know, we have the prize pack, and we'll do it again today if you want to continue with this shtick of if I drop the B word. I don't know if women don't. I didn't get any complaints last night after the show.
I don't think I did either.
I think there's a gift card in there someplace for $100 for New Fine Arts.
Don't see it.
Well, it's around someplace. Because Rodney called and I was having to dig through all my files, my wallet for stuff for the refinance.
There's a $100 gift card to the fitness center next door.
No, I'm keeping that one. I got something from someplace. But if Rodney pulls this one off, screw it. I've already given him enough airtime. But he's going to send me an ass load of cash on a refi.
Nice.
I just hate digging for paperwork. We're going to need the plot thingy of your house. The surveyor's map.
Right.
Whatever. I don't know where that is. Why would I keep it? Well, you got one when you bought the house.
Right. It should be with all your stuff.
Also need the deed of trust. I don't know where that is. Obviously, I have it or they wouldn't have let me have the house.
So you really don't know where any of that stuff is?
It's someplace in a box. I've been through this a couple of times. You would think I would remember.
Right.
But I don't.
No.
Plus, it could be in a box out in the pump house. I'm scared to go out there.
And why is that?
I don't know. There may be rats or whatever. About once a month, I go out there. That's where I keep my generator on wheels.
Right.
And I'll run it for about an hour.
Just to...
Yeah.
That'll kill everybody. I don't know what it is about generators. They seem to be more potent, whatever the, you know, because it's just a regular gas engine. But it's you can't stand around it at all. It's worse than like a riding mower. So I just go out there and fumigate once a month.
Fair enough. So after you fumigate, do you then go in there and pick up whatever might have been in there? Okay.
But you have to go in there first, and they may be waiting on me.
Mm-hmm. Ambush.
Mm-hmm. It's the rat patrol. let's see.
It's snakes with jeeps.
Got a cover. You want to hear the couple of new bumpers?
Or yeah.
Do you want to wait on them?
I know you don't like to. Yes, let me hear.
Okay. Let's see. Which one do I like?
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
KEGL, the Eagle.
Oh, baby, you kissed me and stopped me from shaking.
No, 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 bitch!
What is that from?
Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Uh-huh.
They go into Gilbert Gottfried's office.
Right.
You got like $2,000 in unpaid traffic tickets.
Hmm.
It's a black BMW. That's my wife's car! I pay my tickets! I pay all my tickets! And he just said, no, picks up the phone, doesn't dial it or anything. Just goes, I pay all my tickets. It's my wife's car. No, bitch.
He yells at her in the phone.
You don't remember that scene?
It's been a long time since
like
I've seen
of
the
my
second one.
Favorite scenes out of the second.
But I've watched one, and the first one, like twice in the past few months.
I spit up the first time I saw that in the movie. I just picking up the phone without dialing or anything. Yeah. I pay all my tickets. That's my wife's car. No, bitch.
I actually think that may be one of your best impressions.
Gottfried?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's taxing, though. I was going to take it out of you.
Yeah, you can't do a whole lot.
No, bitch!
Okay, what's the other one?
Just to clarify, we haven't started the can't say bitch game yet, have we?
No. Why?
Because the phone lines are lighting up.
No, I'll say when we start. It's always when I give the go. Or give it away, I don't care.
We haven't officially said it starts from this point, and I guess since the people on the phone lines are jumping the gun.
Well, no, not now. I'm doing a show. I'll tell you when it starts. If you don't like it, call the FCC. Let's see another one.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Make my dick it!
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yeah, I'd like to hear it again.
Oh. You know who that is?
Sounds like Inspector Todd.
That's who it is. Well, I just thought, don't think Axel makes my itch.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
We don't even play this song, do we?
We haven't played it in a while. A long time.
Is it one of those that maybe we dropped?
No, I've never seen it come up on the log. Mm.
I think last time I saw it, I think it was when we were on mornings.
I like this one. Kind of starts off slow.
Yeah.
But it picks up. It's got a good message.
Yes, it does.
Okay. What?
Just enjoying your work. Ooh, can I make a request? Given that you're Mandy Kick, we should probably get one with some Ugly Kid Joe.
I hate everything about you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's about as fitting as you're ever going to find.
Yeah, and you don't want to use the Guns N' Roses song because then it sounds like
it's
ugly.
Yeah. I hate for that to happen.
But saying that she makes my bitch, that's okay.
Mm-hmm. One more time.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. What? You should be happy.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Will you make my dick it?
Alfie, is anybody complaining?
No, they just all think that we're playing the contest.
Oh.
I mean,
me look in my wallet. Just see what else I can. I know I got gift certificates, something I never use.
Nope.
Ah! There's one for $50 for new fine arts. You can add that to the prize pack.
Nice.
I throw in this gift card, but I don't know if there's anything left on it. Plus, I don't know how much it's good for.
I was going to say, you may want to check.
It's my iHeartMedia insurance card.
Hang on to that.
Give my old Costco card.
Some people actually would probably want your Costco card.
Where did I get $300?
Foundation money, perhaps?
No, I immediately convert that to, well, maybe. I don't like finding money in my wallet that I didn't know was in there.
Most people.
Well, I know who not to ask if they put it in there.
Who's that?
What?
As he turns and looks at Alfie.
What?
Not exactly the most boisterous, you know, wasn't me type of thing.
I do not steal from us. I steal from everyone else, not us.
Okay. So, in case I slip more than once today, do we have more than one prize pack?
We have, I can split this up into two. We have two of the $100 gift certificates to Darren's Salon and Spa. Well, or I can probably go put together a male version of this.
Yeah. Actually, it kind of works, though, with Mother's Day coming up.
Yeah.
If you want it, give it to your mom. This is a great gift basket, honey. How'd you win it? Mama, please.
Sometimes it's best not to ask questions.
Okay, so including this. Tell them what they could win, Alfie.
If you hear Russ say the B word, you will win a $100 gift certificate to Darren's Salon and Spa. Treat yourself to a day at Darren's in Arlington, named one of the top 100 salons in the U.S. by Elle Magazine. Plus, enjoy dinner for you and a friend at the Green Room in Deep Ellum. Also, a Works Aero Cart, the most versatile wheelbarrow on the market. And to top it all off, a $50 gift card and a 4-Play Wonderland bedroom gift set from New Fine Arts. All courtesy of your BFFs at the Russ Martin Show.
We should add all that up and see what it's worth.
Mm-hmm.
You got the $100 gift certificate, right?
Correct.
And then the $150 for New Fine Arts?
About, yeah. Because the gift set is about $100 worth of stuff.
And then the $160 Aero card.
Mm-hmm. That's and $300 right there.
And what else?
Let's see. Dinner for two at the Green Room in Deep Ellum.
You might as well just make that $100.
You think?
Well, with food and drinks and everything.
I kind of like to round parking. It up to $500 since we've milked this bit for a few days.
Might as well. Plus everything that's in the actual New Fine Arts gift basket, some of that stuff, it's easily over $500.
Okay.
The only thing we don't have two of is the Aero card and the $50 gift card.
Why don't you see what you can steal during the break and throw in there?
You got it.
Okay. I know we're late. I have to mention this. They pull down the name Clear Channel off this building, the great big letters. Alfie, did you get them or was it Chloe?
I got them.
Okay. So Alfie was able to get the big C, Clear Channel, gave that to Chloe.
Right.
Got the R, gave that to me.
Mm-hmm.
But there were no D's. I walk into Dan's office today. And there's about a 4-foot high, great big lit up D from the Dickey sign.
Now,
I can see Nathan's job is opening new stores or expanding to new markets.
Mm-hmm.
I can see why they picked him for the job. His attention to detail is amazing. His, everything he got us for Christmas was more thought went into that than anybody that had given us anything. I didn't even ask Dan when I walked in. I just walked in and went, mother really?
That was almost my reaction when Nathan walked in my office. Because when he first walked in, I saw the back of it. So I couldn't tell what it was. It was just like some big silver thing. And then he turned it around. I was like, are you effing kidding me? I just put my head down on the desk just in disbelief. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Alfie, were you able to get the A from Clear Channel?
I was able to get the A.
All right, so everybody's got their own letter now.
Mm-hmm.
I just love it. It's like, because we tell the story on the air, and it's no big deal. There's no D's in Clear Channel. That's okay. But just Nathan just apparently would not stand for that. I'm sure he was listening one day and was like, I'm going to get that man a D. I know just the place to look.
You want us to hang it behind you for the video stream?
Actually, that'd be kind of cool. Although I like the eagle thing behind me. If not behind me, then in my office.
Okay.
That was a big yellow D.
I would like the entire Dickey sign without the E-Y or I-E. What is it?
The I-E. Wait. Well, now
I just want the dick part of it to hang behind me on the video screen. All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
3:41, first check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Mooyah Burgers, Fries, and Shakes. Traffic already sucks really, really bad right now. All right, let's get started off in Dallas. Sorry, northbound 75 just before Walnut Hill. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is backed up back from Woodall Rogers. Let's move into Mesquite. Eastbound Highway 80 between Gus Thomason and 635. That part of the highway is completely shut down due to an 18-wheeler that hit the bridge there right at 635. Traffic there is jacked up back from I-30. Try to take a Military Parkway, though that's going to be crap as well. Let's move into Irving. Southbound of the Bush just before Beltline. That part of the highway there also shut down due to an overturned vehicle. Traffic there is jacked up back from 635. Try Beltline. It's going to suck, too. It's an hour delay through it. In Denton, southbound I-35, right at South Loop 288, got a stalled dump truck blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up all the way back from University. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound East Loop 820, just before Barry, got an accident blocking the left lane. This one involves three vehicles. Traffic there is jacked up back from I-30. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather, brought to you by Bank of Texas. Tonight, the skies stay clear, overnight low 58. Tomorrow, more sunshine and warm, hit a high around 83. Right now, 82 to 97.1, the Eagle. Huh?
What? Did it vanish?
Yes.
Well, who was it sponsored by?
Bank of Texas.
There. That should be enough. Did you find it?
Bank of Texas. Woo-hoo.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
KEGL, the Eagle. Oh, man.
Well, you make my dig it.
Just so strong.
Really, that man really should have been in more things.
And also, just the way it goes from Mandy and you're, it just kind of barks at you.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
KEGL, the Eagle.
my dick it.
Talk about a hard left turn.
I know it's all sweet and Barry Manilow-y. Then bam, you get nailed with Inspector Todd. That really is like if you could find two humans on opposite ends of the spectrum.
Okay. I'm going to have to move that. Either take it off the computer, move it someplace I can't get at it, because I'm going to play it all day.
I'm fine with that. It's earned it.
Can I do one more?
Yes, you can.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Plus, I like the Motley Crue song too.
Yeah, good one.
Because you kind of want to sing along, because the other bumpers you've made has a little longer version of Mandy. This one just.
Yeah. This one leaves no doubt.
Okay. Alfie, did you find anything else to put in the B word prize?
I found a lot of good stuff. I'm still trying to put it all together. The second one's going to have a lot more stuff in it, but it's lesser valued stuff. Like the Aero Cart takes up a lot of money. So I'm having to replace it with a few other things.
Well, I'm sure Charlie could get us another one, but we can't give something away we don't have yet.
No.
I'll look through my studio during the next break. Hey, what about that box of Mandy stuff? All those little Christmas houses that we tried to destroy that we couldn't?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The little village.
We can give that away if you want.
I thought the stuff was more expensive. But they're the small houses, I guess, that go around a railroad track. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
And they're durable.
Extremely.
I'm glad that we didn't take a chance because I really was after we hit it with a BB gun and then dropped that 35-pound weight on it. I was actually thinking about just taking a shot at it with my Glock. I'm glad I didn't.
Me too. Because it wouldn't have got one of us. Those little train villages laugh at your 9mm.
Yeah, that Babe got another one of us.
Man, that was close. I think that right there was as close as you've gotten the last couple days.
So just confirm, we're officially in the contest.
Yes.
Cool. We are a go.
Anytime I use the B word. Now, did you take stuff out of the original prize pack to make the second?
I took everything we had doubles of, and I put it in the second prize pack. So the first prize pack is still intact, but the second one, I can read off what I got so far.
Yeah.
A $100 gift certificate to Darrett Salon and Spa, dinner for you and a friend at the Green Room in Deep Ellum, a copy of Guild Wars 2 for the PC, and $100 worth of gem codes valued at about $250.
What?
Guild Wars 2, it's a online game.
Okay. Where'd you pick that up?
Doesn't really matter.
All right.
Unimportant. Moving on.
That seems to be the place where Alfie shops all the time.
Uh-huh.
Where are you going? I'm driving down to it. Doesn't really matter. That's where they got all the good crap.
Uh-huh.
Better than Dollar General, any place else.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to take my wallet in.
He's got a frequent shopper's card.
You can move that $50 gift certificate to New Fine Arts to the other prize pack.
All right, cool. In that case, then, also a $50 gift card to New Fine Arts, and to top it all off, a box of Mandy's crap. That's right. You get a box full of crap that was once owned by the stupidest gash to ever live in South Lake.
Thank you. I found this in my studio. Is this worth much?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Assigned Football by Tony Romo.
Holy!
Well, I mean, I know it's worth something. I've never looked online.
Right.
I think David Pigeon gave this to me. Since he has, you know, football players, star power all the time.
Oh, yeah. His office is just covered with memorabilia.
He gave me a signed one the other day, but I can't tell who it is.
Okay. I can't tell you unless I see it.
Well, I understand that.
But even then, the way athletes and their signatures are.
Well, you can tell this is Romo. Alfie, look online, see what these go for.
Tony Romo autograph football going for about $60 on eBay.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Highest one I'm finding is about $260. It varies.
The one that's $60, is that a bid or is that a buy it now?
That's a buy it now, but it's kind of a janky looking football.
I wouldn't trust that one because I realize he hasn't won a Super Bowl, but my guess would be a couple hundred.
A full size Wilson signed by Tony Romo is $193.59. Buy it now, it looks like.
That's a full size Wilson, huh?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Maybe I'll just
hang on to that. I think that'd be something that we could.
For the foundation?
Yeah. We could put that together as some sort of sportsy package to be auctioned off.
Do you think this is an official ball, even though it says official?
It is. Wilson actually is the official football of the NFL.
And this is what they actually use?
Yes. I mean, right now it looks like one of the New England Patriot balls, but...
Yeah, it's a little underinflated.
Just a bit. But yeah,
well, I'll blow it up.
No, I know. But yeah, you pump that thing up to regulation and you got a game ball.
Okay. I don't know if it was just an official. Are the laces... These look like they're plastic.
No, it's just... I think it's, I don't know the exact material.
Okay, we'll just assume it's official.
It is.
I'll save it for the foundation.
And it does say official. I mean, it's not the same as if your dad had signed it Elvis, but it says official.
It's got a barcode on the bottom of it.
That's good.
Well, I mean, do you think the NFL actually uses barcodes?
Yeah, because that way I think they can keep track of the ball that way. It's not just for, like, proof of purchase.
You scanning to see how much it is?
Yeah. I've got a scanner on my phone.
Oh, my God.
Give me a second. Somebody talk about something. Should I wait till maybe the Cowboys... Well, I have to wait another year.
What?
Make it to the Super Bowl to auction it off?
Yeah, wait and see how they do this year. And I think that's fair. I mean, really, I mean, they came... You know, with one officiating call from making it to the title game, so, and that was this past year. So, yeah, hang on to it for a bit. Especially because if Romo is able to lead the team to a Super Bowl, and more times than not, it's a quarterback that wins the MVP of the Super Bowl, the value of that ball should double. Oof. Like, if that ball was signed by Aikman, now you're in the money. Hmm. Hall of Famer. 3 Super Bowls, MVP.
Also, too, if they were doing really good, I would think the price would just go up because people are just excited.
Yeah. Right now, they did have a great season this last season. So, yeah, they're on the uptick. The 3 seasons where they were 8-8 in a row, no one would really be like, man, you keep that football.
The Cowboys win a few games before Christmas, that thing will jump in value.
Yeah.
All right. I'll hang on to it. This one doesn't have the white stripes on each side.
NFL balls don't have the white stripes.
Oh. Okay, well, then this one must be real. The thing wouldn't scan it, I guess, because it's brown and whatever. It wouldn't scan it.
Gotcha.
Okay. The guy on one says don't inflate it?
Yeah.
Well, it's not that underinflated. I'm sure it was inflated when it was signed.
Yeah.
Why, Jared?
When you inflate the football, that ink stretches out, and when it stretches out, you can actually rub it off eventually with your fingers.
Well, it's okay, Claude. I've done that with guitars signed by celebrities before. Mm-hmm. We know how to fix that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not like it was flat when he signed it. It was inflated when he signed it.
Right.
So it shouldn't do any damage.
You'll be fine.
Okay.
And it was done with a good, you know, silver Sharpie. Yes.
Okay. Good. Great. What a great segment. Got audio you want to get to?
I do. We'll stay since you were enjoying the Motley Crue song. Cut 18. We're going to play a little game of Guess Who's Singing.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that all I need?
That's all you need.
Well, it's an STP song.
It is.
But it's not Scott Weiland?
It actually is.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well, it's a bad recording.
It's also bad vocals. It is a bad recording. But, no, that's bad, bad singing.
Yeah. Where was this?
You know, I didn't see where it was recorded, but afterwards the people were calling and asking, hey, is he okay? And the representative for Scott Weiland said this was not drug-related. He was just really tired, and he may have had a few drinks before the show, but no drugs.
I think I just heard a really bad note. I mean, the obvious thing to say is it sounds like a bad karaoke night, a really bad bar.
Yes. Instead, people paid money for that.
I didn't know he was touring on his own.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, now you know why.
Yes.
Does he play all of his own instruments?
No. He's just a singer.
Yeah, you would think at a certain point that the guys in his band would just be looking at each other like, oh, man. One of those nights.
Just kind of unplug your guitar and just kind of tiptoe off the stage.
Just let him do a cappella. This is embarrassing. I don't want to be out here. My mom came to see me at this show.
Okay.
And
go ahead.
Another one is, let's do cut 19. Is that right? No, cut 17. I'm sorry, cut 17. This is as part of the Discovery Channel. They're doing a thing called Discovery Education, and it's called virtual field trips. And there's a kid who's interviewing President Obama, sitting on stools next to each other, and asked him a question about reading and writing and the importance of perseverance.
Listen, even the best writers, usually, it's not that good the first time they write it.
Yeah, and I think you sort of covered everything about that question.
Okay, you think I've just kind of. Most mom thinks I've been talking too long.
No, I think you just...
No, well, let's move it along. I got
you. Apparently, the president rambled a bit, and the young interviewer is like, no, you good.
I believe I have it at this point. It was a simple question, and now it's been 28 minutes.
Exactly.
Yeah, the president, it's cool to sit next to you, but at a certain point, somebody really needs to tell you shut up.
Thing about kids, man, I would think that this kid would have been old enough. He looked about like, he says here he's 12. You would think by the age of 12, he would know to shut up when the president's talking or to not be so blunt.
Why was he asking him about writing?
That part I don't know.
Maybe speech writing.
It could be, or just...
Although the president, they all have their own speech writers.
They do. But I mean, you know, they may have speech writers, but you know, a lot of them themselves, at some point in your political career, you probably had to write some yourself.
Okay. Break now. Okay. Let's go. Tether off, we're gonna tether off the mother sucker. Tether off
the sucker. Tether off, we're gonna tether off the mother sucker. We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
.406, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center, Alfie Coys and Needles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Kroger. Traffic sucks real bad right now. We're going to get started off in Fort Worth. southbound East Loop 820 just before Berry Street. Got an accident blocking the left lane. This one involves three vehicles. Traffic there is jacked up back from I-30. Moving to Denton, southbound I-35E, right at South Loop 288. That earlier stalled vehicle there has been cleared out. Traffic still jacked up back to University. Into Irving, southbound of the Bush, just before Beltline. That part of the highway completely shut down due to an overturned vehicle. Traffic there is being forced off at Valley View. Right now, traffic's completely stopped back to 635. It's an hour if you try and sit through it. Don't. Into Garland, southbound 635, just before Northwest Highway. Got an accident blocking the left lane. This one involves two vehicles. Traffic's already jacked up back from the High 5. And finally, in Mesquite, eastbound Highway 80 between Gus Thomason and 635. That portion of the highway has been completely shut down due to an 18-wheeler that hit the 635 bridge. Traffic there is jacked up back from I-30. Cops are saying it's going to be closed through rush hour, so just avoid that area altogether. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Mooyah Burgers, Fries, and Shakes. Clear skies tonight, 58 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny, high 83. Right now, 82 at 97.1 the Eagle.
K-E-G-L.
Woohoo, Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Okay. You find more stuff for the B-Pack?
Yes, I did.
What are the couple other things you added?
I added two big barbecue sandwiches from Dickie's Barbecue, a mud jug portable spittoon. And if you want, I can add that that signed football, not the Tony Romo one, the other one.
Who did we figure out the other one was signed by?
I believe Brandon Carr.
Is he 39?
Yes.
Okay. That's the only part of the signature I can make out is 39.
Yeah, I think it looked like a B and a C and then some other squiggles, and yeah, the 39. So yeah, I assume that's who it is.
All right. Throw in the autograph, Brandon Carr football.
Got it.
All right. So are both packs about equal?
The B pack is getting a little bit higher than the A pack right now.
Well, we can give them a choice if I slip. And with Mother's Day, well, no, Mother's Day isn't until next Sunday.
Right.
I may slip once today. Mm-hmm. Give me the bottle.
Vodka.
Thank you. I'll up your chances of winning.
Thanks, Russ. He sure is nice.
Drink up, man.
He really cares about us.
Okay. More audio. Want to get the news?
Yeah, we can do some audio.
All right.
I have one more. I have one I'm saving for news, but we can do cut 19 real quick. I'm not sure where this interview happened or why they asked him, but it did. Luke Bryan was talking about a really special time that he had the other day where he got to perform with Lionel Richie and the next night with Randy Owen from Alabama. And it was just a real big deal for him.
I met Lionel and rehearsed with him on a Tuesday at the Hutton. And then Wednesday, I played a show.
Where is he from?
Georgia.
He sounds a lot like Gomer Pyle.
Yes.
Tuesday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Sunday, Lukey. That's what my mama calls me. She says every day's Lukey day.
Say Shazam.
Shazam.
That's dead on.
Golly.
I met Lionel and rehearsed with him on a Tuesday at the Hutton. And then Wednesday, I played a show in Huntsville, and Randy Owen drove up to the show and got on stage with me. And, I mean, my two biggest inspirations, I sang with them back to back on consecutive days. I mean, I don't even know how you compute when, you know, if you look at me when I'm a kid sitting in my underwear listening to music on the big old stereo, and all I listened to was Lionel Richie and Alabama, and then I sing with him in consecutive days, you know, 25 years later. Crazy.
That is just crazy. I'm Luke Bryan. Hi.
How old is Luke?
I am 38.
Okay.
I am 38 years young. Man, I grew up, man, I loved Lionel Richie.
Well, it just sounds funny for somebody to talk about sitting in front of the stereo. That's what I would do when I was a kid because, you know, my dad was watching television. I just had to go in the other room, and we had a Zenith stereo console that is as long as about a couch. With, you know, speakers on both sides. I don't even know if there was anything in the middle. And you open up the top of the cabinet, and there's the turntable.
Right.
There's the tuner, the place to put your LPs. I don't even think it had an 8-track player.
Whew.
I think there are certain ones that did, but we had one that had the place for it, but we had the little plastic thing over it. I don't think we could afford the 8-track player combo.
Yeah, we had an 8-track player in the other part of the house, but it was a portable one that you hooked up to a radio somehow.
Mm-hmm. A mobile party.
It's just I haven't heard anybody use the terminology because I thought Luke Bryan was a little younger than that.
Nope, I'm actually much older than I act.
Got this sing with Lionel Richie.
Yeah, Lionel and the guy from Alabama. Man, I love Alabama, but I really would.
Well, which guy from Alabama?
I don't know.
What was the name?
Randy Owen.
Which one is he? Is he the lead singer?
Believe so.
Yeah, I think he's the one with the big beard.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was thinking of the Elk Ridge Boys. Well, I got to look it up now. Randy
Owen.
Because I think at one point the guy with the big beard nutted out. Randy Owen is the lead singer. Okay.
Man, I love that guy. It was even more special when he came up, and then after we sang together backstage, we both got in our underwear and listened to Alabama together. And then I just, you know, ever so slightly, I didn't want to cause a huge ruckus, I just kind of reached down and just gently stroked my penis head. It was a big moment.
Were there any particular Alabama songs that you guys listened to?
No, pretty much just all of them, mainly because I can't think of any off the top of my head. I pulled up a list of Lionel Richie songs, though. No, but when I listen to Alabama, yeah, when I caress myself, especially when I'm caressing myself, and their big hit Feels So Right comes on, I just can't help myself.
You felt like they wrote it just for you?
They did, man. Felt like they was speaking to me.
Hang on. There's some live press conference CBS 11 is carrying.
Oh, that's their new draft pick.
Is this not any big deal?
Well, it is for sports people, but they're just going to talk about, hey, it's a big day, Cowboys fans. You're really excited to have this kid, blah, blah, blah.
Jerry, take it from here.
As Parcells used to say, this is a family portrait.
Right. Well, they're live on television. Can we stand for some pictures? Why don't you just... You can do that afterwards. Jones, what's the guy's first name?
Byron, I believe. Cornerback from UConn. Set a record at the combine for the longest broad jump.
He jumped over a combine?
Close. He jumped like over 12 feet.
I think combines are taller than that.
I know. I'm just saying it's distance.
Oh, it was nice of them to kill the audio.
But the link is in the secondary right here.
Maybe somebody swore. Absolutely. Man, I sure am happy to get all this f***ing money.
I think the protocol is see if the guys have any question of us. We're principally in here to have a visit with Byron. And
well, no, so, not principally, or you wouldn't have invited the media.
One of what he's doing, he's giving instructions to the room.
Oh.
Give Byron the stage so you can get better.
So CBS 11 jumped in a little bit.
Yeah.
guys in here for years, Byron, and it just goes with the territory.
Oops.
Look, everybody's laughing at my jokes, because I'm Jerry Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Things may be more, I guess not, you guys said your own pins and needles yesterday, maybe have more of a, you know, things should fall the way. Or you can find the guys that you want.
We're stealing this audio from CBS 11.
I think we're excited for every pick of this draft. And that's the mindset mentality that we have in that room. And obviously you wait.
Why did they put mics in there on the table and everybody standing?
To that point. But, we're looking around. We're seeing what other people are doing.
They're football guys.
This is why we have crap audio all season long during the Cowboys season.
Well, there weren't as many trades. You expect more trades possibly today, just teams maybe trying to jump up to get a certain guy? Or
I think you can. I think I share.
I'm not kidding. It's to me, it's moronic. They have a table set up. They've got a microphone set up for everybody, but everybody's standing, you know, 3 feet away from each mic.
That it getting crazy in the third round. That so often happens and hard to predict. You could see that earlier and as early as the middle of the second round. We're kind of hoping that happens because we've got great ambition down there at the 27th pick in the second round, and we'd like to see some wild-haired picks.
He probably bought those microphones. The least he could do is use them.
That, and the more chance you've got of someone wanting your pick or to get their guy. I'm just really giving an answer here.
I can't believe they called Garrett the smart one.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, guys.
That was it?
No. Now they're going to talk to the draft pick.
You think that the number one franchise in the NFL could afford some lavalier mics?
Oh, they have them.
Oh, yeah, it says it's Cowboy headquarters.
For me, this has just been a great journey. A roller coaster that I've been enjoying the entire way. You know, from where I was with the sling on my arm at the end of the season to where I am now. So just enjoying this entire process, really.
You're watching live right now. Byron Jones answering questions from the media there. He is finally a Cowboy. He will wear number 31. Welcome to Cowboys Nation. Byron Jones, a lot of people expecting a lot from him. We'll see how he does.
Now, the CBS 11
Dan, hang on. Let's see what the weather is.
Accurate forecast in the state of Texas.
Is Larry Mowry?
All right, 3 more dry days.
Boo. Nah, it's the other guy.
Boo, Jeff.
Holy suck. Larry Mowry likes Jeff Jameson.
If it ain't Larry, I don't listen.
What were you going to say, Alfie?
I was going to ask Dan, is this guy, plays cornerback, right?
Yep.
Is he expected to replace Brandon Carr?
Brandon Carr or possibly Morris Claiborne. But it also, like Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones also said, that some of it depends on health of the other cornerbacks. Because right now, Skandrick is the number one corner, so they need help at the position. Now, if for some reason, Morris Claiborne finally pulls his head out of his ass and figures out how to play the position in the NFL, and Brandon Carr actually earns some of the $50 million contract that was given to him, then this kid, Byron Jones, could eventually move to free safety.
I see. I was really only asking so I could know if we need to get rid of this football quick or not.
The Brandon Carr football? Yeah. You might want to keep that thing in there.
And the prize pack?
Yeah, because his value just keeps going down. And the next time he steps on a football field, it might go down more.
Should we not give it away?
I think this might be the only way to get rid of it, is to give it away.
Okay. No offense to Brandon Carr. You think we could get more for it if we just took alcohol, rubbed the signature off, and I signed Elvis? Number one.
Yes. Yeah.
What league? What league did you play in? I played in the TCB league.
Yeah, you could actually erase that signature and sign it Rafael Septien and probably get more money.
Well, I have a connection with Rafael.
I know you do.
You know, I would pay a lot of money for a Walt Garrison football.
That would be a nice
one. And, you know, Ben could get some signed.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are...
That's a legend.
I don't know if there are a lot of them on eBay. But yeah, to me, no offense to the current team, but it's like you said, Aikman, Golden Richards.
Golden Richards.
The Cowboys. You play for the Cowboys, trust me.
I believe you. The name doesn't sound familiar.
Danny White.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, his time with the Cowboys was pretty good. He had a floaty eye.
Danny White?
Oh, yes, Danny White.
Yeah, the...
I had to think. I don't want to piss off Randy White.
Ooh.
I'll float your eyes.
Floaty what? No, yeah, Danny White had a good tenure here. The knock on him, though, is that he never won a Super Bowl. Getting close.
Well, let's see if we can get some from Walt. To me, that's iconic. And maybe John Nyland.
John Nyland.
Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
That's real.
I know.
Okay.
He's still alive?
Probably not. So we could sign as many as we want.
There you go.
As big as many dead Cowboys as there are and just start signing. Harvey Martin.
Pretty sure his family would appreciate you not doing that.
Then I probably won't. Okay. More audio. Ready for news.
Man, I wasn't done.
All right. Oh, I forgot. Luke Bryan got that. What did he say? He never said in the clip what he's saying with Lionel Richie and Randy Owen.
No, he didn't. I would imagine. I'm Luke Bryan. Hi. I would imagine that. No, we did. We did sing with Alabama as I, again, gently caressed my penis head. Me and Randy Owen sang The Closer You Get. Then I started singing Take Me Down. He wasn't really good. He wasn't really getting the hint, so I just kept at it.
I just kept gradually pushing his head down.
That's right. I felt like I'd started making progress with mountain music. Figured I'd just set a little broke back tone. I asked him if he wanted to go camping.
Does this noise do anything for you?
Yeah, nothing? He didn't get it. It's a little embarrassing, though, when you kind of put yourself out there like that, and then I'm Luke Bryan, hi. And then you don't get anything.
Damn.
So my last
shot at all,
my last shot was when I broke out into a Dixieland delight.
Did you tell him about you blowing across Blake Shelton's back?
No, the word's gotten around on that. Yeah, he told everybody. But I tell you what, it was more fun. I'm Luke Bryan. Hi. It was more fun singing with Lionel, though. I told him I was a huge fan from back in the day, like the 80s. God, I love the Thundercats.
Thundercats.
Like five people will get that.
Well, I'm as guilty as anybody of blowing out lines.
No, but
Lionel Richie sing with the Thundercats?
No, but the head of the Thundercats was Lionel.
Oh.
See? Alfie's laughing. Alfie got it. Nah, they're actually two different people. But it really was fun singing with Lionel. That and I just like saying his name, Lionel. It's so fancy. I was in my underwear again, though.
With Lionel Richie?
I was, and of course, I didn't start out that way. He just started singing, hello. And the man should know. He starts singing songs, and people's pants just come down. I couldn't help it. It's really his fault.
Why do you have to keep doing the primer?
Because I feel like I'm losing it.
Oh.
It was a big night, though, man. It's not every day you get to sing with one of your heroes.
Which one?
Well, Randy Owen, but also Lionel Richie. It's a special time, especially when you can say that I pulled the train with Lionel.
You know, that's funny for two reasons.
Yep.
And then I got him to sign my train.
And then...
After I say this, ask me for how long.
Okay.
And then after everything was said and done, I was so excited I just had to dance on the ceiling.
How long?
For about a split second.
Why?
Because of fail.
Think possibly they used special effects in that video.
I do now.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
I can't play. I checked my Eagle email during the break. And I got an email from a God. If this starts playing, I'm gonna have to shut the mics off. I guess this guy was picked up. It says from your local transit police, and for whatever reason, he wanted to send the guy that was arrested wanted to send a message to me. So they videotaped it and sent it to me.
Oh wow.
I can't air any of it. Damn it. I'll try to do it during the next break. This guy's not only drunk, I'm assuming that he didn't have any teeth before he got in the squad car. 436, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Al McCoy is in the Eagles. And the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Whole lot going on here. Some worst of it. We're going to get started off in Fort Worth. Southbound East Loop 820 just before Berry Street. Got an accident there in the clearing today. This traffic's backed up back to I-30. Move into Arlington. Southbound 360 just after Trinity Boulevard. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Harvard. All the idiots going the other direction are staring at it. They have you backed up back from Post and Paddock. Into Irving, southbound of the bush, just before Beltline. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic still completely screwed up back at 635. In Garland, southbound 635, just before Northwest Highway, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is messed up back from the High 5. Finally, in Mesquite, eastbound Highway 80 between Gus Thomason and 635. That part of the highway is completely shut down. All traffic is being forced off onto Gus Thomason. Apparently, an 18-wheeler hit the 635 bridge. It's going to be closed for a while. Traffic right now is completely stopped back from the 3080 split. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, and the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather, brought to you by the Silver Fox Steakhouse. Clear skies and 58 tonight, sunny and 83 tomorrow. Right now, 82 and 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Well, I certainly hope this stigma doesn't stick with her for a long time.
No.
Even though in a short period of time, we've added some type of stigma to driving a Miata in a course of maybe 3 weeks.
Yes.
Let me see. If I don't know which email account it went to. Everybody's, again, I don't know how the Miata thing caught on. Okay, here's a meme. It's just a poster. It says birth control effectiveness. And it's got a little pictogram of a condom.
Uh-huh.
It says 99%.
Okay.
A little pictogram thingy of birth control pills.
Yes.
99%.
Mm-hmm.
Picture of a Miata, 100. And here was somebody was having a – obviously, there are Miata car groups, and this must have been one of them, but they added
– photo of a bunch of Miatas.
Well, they didn't add that No, they took the picture of the Miatas.
No, I know.
What? They added words. They didn't add the Miatas. They added the gay pride parade.
Yes.
You said they added Miatas.
I didn't say they added the Miatas.
What did he say?
I thought he said something about the Miatas. I don't know what, if it was added or if it was there's Miatas in there.
I can't talk to you no more.
Okay.
But here's one that Billy the Kid sent me. And these guys are on the freeway, and they are having a dandy time in their Miata.
Hello, ladies.
Okay. Let's start news, because I just got an email that Bob Pittman's listening.
Oh, God.
All right, 441, Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Friday, May 1st, 2015. Birthdays today from 50 Shades of Grey. Jamie Dornan turns 33. Julie Benz, she's an actress from Dexter, she turns 43. Director, writer Wes Anderson is 46. Country star Tim McGraw, 48. Debbie Diamond is a porn star. She turns 50 today. She starred in 630 films, including Anus and Andy, Stranger at the Back Door, and Dial A for Anal. Ray Parker Jr. turns 61 today, and Rita Coolidge, she turns 71. I have audio that's going to go along with this. Cut 16. A 73-year-old man named Carl Moore was at his home near Sacramento, California last month when he heard his Chihuahua Lacey outside, whining and whimpering. So he went to check it out. That's when he saw a black bear standing in his backyard about to eat his beloved Lacey. Carl immediately threw his hands in the air and started screaming at the bear to scare it away. That did not work. So, he ran straight at it and punched it in the face.
Oh, damn.
Guess what? It worked. That bear ran off. Carl and Lacey the Chihuahua are both fine.
And how old is Carl?
He is 73.
Yeah.
And he is not to be trifled with. One of his friends was there when it happened.
That's a man that you don't want to really, seriously, you just tell that a bar. You get in a bar fight? What'd you say to me, kid? Man, don't mess with that old man.
Don't mess with Carl.
He knocked a bear out. What? You mean a guy and a bear? A bear.
An honest to God bear. One of his friends was there when it happened. And he says it was crazy to watch and that Carl's pretty much always been a badass. So cut 16 is a montage from a couple of different interviews that Carl gave, as well as a different sounding voice, and there is his buddy.
The man or beast that I run from ain't been born, and its mama's already dead. I ain't running from nothing. I never have in my whole life, and I ain't going to start now. And you're not going to sacrifice my babies for some damn bear. And I raised both hands in the air. And I cussed at him. Yeah, get out of here, you yeah. He looked at me like, go F yourself. He come up like this, and he turned. Boom! I hit him hard. I damn near corkscrewed his head.
Carl just smacks it. Couldn't believe it. Crazy.
What do you think the bear is telling his buddies?
Stay away from here. Without question.
That was his buddy.
I was looking for the U.S. Marines theme. I couldn't find it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he actually, Carl is a Marine. And he also said if that bear ever comes back, he's ready for round two.
I put him on.
Punched him in the face.
Now, I forget what it is. Which one is it with bears? Are you supposed to curl up or stand up and raise your arms out to look bigger?
Depends on the bear.
All right. How do I know?
Grizzly bear, big brown bear.
Yeah.
Play dead.
Okay. They're the biggest ones.
Yes. And even though they weigh 1,200 pounds, 2,000, they are faster than you. They will catch you.
And they can climb up things.
Well, they can run on all fours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Black bears, those are the ones you're supposed to make, kind of like Carl did, make a lot of loud noise to scare it off, that sort of thing, and that's supposed to work. Or just punch it in the face.
Sorry, bear. I went in and talked to mama. No offense.
I'm not sure if this is an actual rhyme or I just thought of it, but it could to remember the Bears. Brown, lie down. Black, attack.
Okay. Probably not the best phrase to come up with today, but it's all right.
Bears.
Yeah, because Bears. You, because in that moment, you're not going to remember. What is it?
What is it? Brown, get down and like get down, like get down on it.
Get down on it.
All right, which one? Oh, hang on. Well, the Grizzlies come in black?
No, I think you're just brown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Grizzly, brown, beat them down. Black, get away. Man, I don't remember.
Yeah, if it's one of my dogs, I'm certainly not just going to go, oh no, unless it's a grizzly, and then it's like, bye.
Yeah, I think at grizzly point, you just, ugh.
Because even if, you know, something huge, if you ran back in the house to get the gun, the animal's going to be dead.
Yeah. But, so will that damn bear.
That's why I was lucky I had time the summer that we were off the air. When I shot that sparrow.
Yes. Yes.
You think that's a?
I think so. Why don't you just call it a thing?
A flying thing.
Is not protected by anything. There is no conservation over a thing.
But it had swooped the backyard at least once. And it looked like it was going after Twiggy, the smallest. And I screamed at Twig. I was on the other side of the fence, so I couldn't get to her. She thought she was in trouble, so she kind of, you know, hunkered down, flattened. Right. Had time to run to the truck, get the gun. This thing made another pass, and that's when it no longer became a flying thing. And then I called David, my pool guy, who helps me dispose of most things.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, what should I do? He goes, I'll take care of it.
You've done enough for the day. Why don't you go inside, kick your feet up, relax. I'll take care of this thing.
I don't know. I still think, regardless of what it is, you've got a right to defend yourself or your family.
And property. I think so, yeah. I realize there's a lot of bad stuff going on in the country and in the world right now, but I felt like Carl's story was most important. It needed to be heard.
Punch bears.
Carl Moore in Bear Puncher. This summer.
What'd you do over the weekend? I painted part of the house, cleaned the pool. What about you, Carl? I knocked a bear the out.
Man, I hate when Carl's over. He's always a one-upping us.
You know, it's not like he couldn't have just said, well, I painted two houses and cleaned two pools.
No.
It's I knocked a bear the f*** out.
A-hole.
Can't do anything without Carl coming around and saying, remember that time I punched a bear?
I knocked the bear out, and the mama came outside with a Polaroid, and I laid naked on top of it.
Pittman would be proud. Baltimore's chief prosecutor, Marilyn Mosby, announced on Friday that Freddie Gray's death in police custody has been ruled a homicide. Mosby made the announcement during a press conference where she also revealed the findings of the internal police investigation and the charges that have been filed against the six officers involved in his arrest. Mosby said Gray's arrest was illegal and therefore charges will be filed against six officers involved in the April 12th arrest. According to Mosby, the investigation found that Gray suffered a severe neck injury when the police transport van came to a stop, and his injury was a result of being handcuffed, shackled, and unrestrained in the back of the wagon. Meanwhile, the city is bracing for huge crowds at protests that were already planned for Friday and Saturday.
I think there's supposed to be one here locally.
There is. A protest nicknamed the Dallas to Baltimore Solidarity Rally is scheduled to take place Friday in downtown Dallas. I believe there's, I think it's later on this evening, like 5 to 7, something like that. It's being organized by the same groups who participated in marches in November after the Ferguson riots and Eric Garner's death in December.
Were most of those peaceful?
In Dallas, yeah. At one point, some of the, I don't know why they're doing this, doesn't make any sense. In different cities, and this happened in Dallas, the protesters will go onto a roadway, like a highway, and and intentionally stop traffic. It's like, well, and that was when Dallas police got involved and said, off the streets.
Wasn't it 35?
Yes. I just don't know why it's like, protest to your heart's content. It's one of the, you know, Bill of Rights. Do it, my God, and own it. But why you got to screw with other people? Well, that's also unsafe. When are you going to get run over?
Yeah, because wasn't it like at 1 o'clock in the morning or 12 or midnight?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That they did that on 35?
Yes.
Oh, hell no. People leaving Dallas?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Now, if for the one today, like this afternoon from 5 to 7, you feel like jumping on 35 on foot, have at it. It's going to be stopped. But not at 1 a.m.
Okay. Are the cop, police, already, you know what? If they kill somebody, forget the reverence. Are these cops already under arrest?
I don't know if they've all turned themselves in yet, but they're believed to be doing so. And then the police union is going to fight the charges.
So, was he hurt in any way before they arrested him? I know part of the story was, and I think it came from the police, was he was trying to hurt himself.
That was a story that was given by a guy who was also in the paddy wagon, but he didn't even see Freddie Gray because of the partition, and it's all messed up. I mean, this is why, you know, they are charged. Now that they've been charged, they can go to trial and they can hash all this stuff out.
How is it you don't reflect back on things and go, do we want, forget about doing the right thing or just making sure that you respect somebody's rights. Just think of the big picture of, do we want a Ferguson? Do we want one of those situations? And it's luckily, it's not the majority of police officers.
No.
But
it's not the way.
It's enough for the news.
You wouldn't think that, though, by when you look at like Twitter or Facebook with some people, how they're immediately against all these things and saying how, look, cops trying to kill black kids again. All cops. They keep blanket statement this stuff. And I can't stress this enough. If it was a legitimate agenda by police officers to kill young black men, it wouldn't be news when it happens.
It would be an everyday occurrence.
It'd be an everyday occurrence in multiple cases in multiple cities. If it was a legitimate agenda, most of them would be dead. But it's not, so they're not.
And the other bad thing is, I would almost call it horrific, is there's nothing that the good police officers can do, mm-mm, even though they're in the majority.
And they're the ones that got it.
They could do charity events. They could... regardless of what they do, people are going to look at it and go, well, they're just trying to, you know, distract us from these things going on in the other cities.
Right.
There's like a Dallas police officer that's running around. I think it's a Dallas police officer running around in a Superman outfit.
Yeah. Damon Cole.
Doing stuff for, is it handicapped children?
Yeah. He most recently, his situation went viral because I want to say it was in Ohio. He had heard a story about a young kid with cancer, and he or she was a huge fan of Superman. And I think Damon Officer Cole is part of this superhero cop thing that Dallas Police is doing. So on his own dime, using his vacation days, he drove to meet with that little kid, hung out with him as Superman, dressed in the whole outfit, played video games together, and just had a great time.
White kid or black kid?
It
doesn't matter if it's black. Nobody's gonna.
I think it was white kid, but
credit for it. And if he's white, then people are going, well, look, they're just doing things for their own.
No, it's more than that.
You know, if he really wanted to do some charity work, Officer Swiss Cheese could go around and do SpongeBob appearances.
Man, that is cold. Just turn on my phone. Only a matter of time before Officer Swiss Cheese texts me.
Isn't SpongeBob kind of holy?
Yes.
He's a sponge.
Yes.
Huh. Or I could just go out a Swiss cheese man.
I don't think that's an actual superhero.
Well, you can make it one. Well, make it your own. Yeah. That way you don't have to worry about getting sued by anybody.
Well, there's that. You get shot in line of duty 3 times, makes 6 holes, and for years, you got to put up with it.
I don't even get worried anymore when people shoot at me. I just kind of twist where I'd even shot before. Go straight through.
Already been shot there. Sorry, Swiss.
If you put a great big searchlight in front of me and look at the wall behind me,
mm-hmm.
you actually could see the Big Dipper. And he hasn't heard the Big Dipper line
no.
because of the delay.
That's good.
Is it from him?
Oh, yeah.
He knows that we respect him as a police officer, right?
Uh-huh.
Your phone just went off again.
Yep, he's yeah. Mm-hmm. And to think, he considers me a friend.
Well, if I were him, I wouldn't consider you a friend because you told me about this story.
Out of reverence. And then you...
Not really.
It was. That's exactly how I told it.
And if he wants to blame anybody, he could start with the police officers that were in his hospital room that went, "You shot yourself in your foot. You idiot."
He says he's not a one-man planetarium.
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen the wounds. I just, no offense. Big Dipper, Little Dipper.
I'm sure if you asked, he'd show you.
Where did he get shot? Obviously, it was in non-fatal areas, especially the foot wound.
The foot wound, yeah, that was, yeah.
Is that why he shot himself in the foot?
He didn't shoot himself. He didn't shoot himself in the foot. He didn't.
Mm.
As he was falling, the suspect was shooting at him, and one just happened to go through his foot. He has ballistics to prove it.
Did he get any shots off?
He did.
After being shot several times?
Yeah.
And in the foot?
Uh-huh.
Well, how do they know he didn't shoot himself in the foot?
Because they could tell by the...
size of the hole?
Well, yeah, and the trajectory and all that kind of stuff. I guess the bend of the tissue and everything.
Well, I guess they could tell the entrance exit.
Yeah.
I think if I was the doctors, I would have touched it up and flipped it around, make it look like this was the entrance.
That'd be so wrong.
I just come in the room. Why you shoot yourself in the foot?
He didn't. Yeah, it was foot, elbow, sort of inside the elbow, lower arm, and hip. And the exit wound on that was right next to his spine.
Okay, that one, that's the effed up one.
Yeah.
Did he fully recover?
Yes. Hey, he's full duty and everything. Has been for years.
Did he say anything? He did say something about the planetarium.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see that, though. Or put him on a spindle in front of a searchlight.
Oh, God.
And it looked like a disco show.
Just hanging from the ceiling?
Dude, that's mean.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
506. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Dart. Traffic sucks everywhere right now. Here's the worst of it. We're starting in Fort Worth. Westbound Loop 820 just before Mark IV Parkway. Got an accident there in the clearing status. Traffic there is backed up back from 377. It's moving to Coppell. Southbound 121, right at Business 121. Got an accident there. Traffic is backed up back from I-35. Into Arlington, southbound 360, just after Trinity, got an accident there in the clearing status. Traffic is backed up back from Harwood. In Carrollton, southbound I-35, just after Crosby, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Business 121. And finally, in Garland, southbound 635, just before Northwest Highway, got an accident there. This one also in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Hillcrest now. Listen to Cindy Skull Monday morning at 8:25 for a shot to win a pair of tickets to the Nitro Circus on May 23rd at Toyota Stadium in Frisco. Full details are online at KEGL.com. Flying high over North Texas, my name is Alfie Coy. In 97.1 The Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Three Forks Steakhouse. Tonight, the skies will be clear with a low of 58. Tomorrow, the skies stay clear, which means plenty of sunshine and a high of 83. Right now, 82 and 97.1 The Eagle.
Rush Martin, 97.1 The Eagle.
K-E-G-L. Woohoo, Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
That was audio that from the video that the transit officers sent me. Audio, I know you zoned things out.
Yeah.
At the very beginning of this bumper. You didn't notice it?
I was reading. I'm sorry.
You know, sometimes I don't know if you zone out or you're just stupid.
I'm not stupid.
Yeah, but I don't know that.
I know that.
See, I know I'm stupid.
I know I'm not.
But who told you this?
Many, many people.
That you're not stupid?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds like they're just trying to console you.
No, I think they were honest.
Well, if somebody goes, you're not stupid... It's like we do with Kenzie.
Right.
I feel so dumb. Well, you're not stupid. We say that to be consoling.
Right.
But it's also, all hollow.
Yeah, it's all condescending.
Let me close this out. So I had to edit that on the fly because they just sent me the video. Why he was arrested? Can transit officers pick you up for DWI?
I'm sure, yeah.
Well, so, that's it from your local... transit officer. It didn't say what city. Give me a second. Because I had to edit a bunch of stuff out, and they're shooting. I don't know why they decided to start shooting video and how I came up. But he's just sitting in the back of the squad car with the door open. He's cuffed.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks disheveled.
Okay.
And deteethed.
Russ, I'd get on my knees and beg for mercy because goddamn Jesus Christ loved heaven so much he bought the company. Jesus walked on water because the grass price is not out.
Who's that?
Jesus walked on water because, you know, saved money on his gas boat.
Who are you talking to now?
Russ Martin. What's, and you know what?
What station?
97.1 Eagle KGL.
You... oh.
I like that he even got the call letters right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just a like a he's naming two cities away from a legal ID.
I'm just curious, in the whole course of the arrest, first of all, he was either picked up for public intox or DWI. I don't know. Maybe the transit police can pick you up if you're drunk on the train.
Yeah.
Well, I know the transit officers are full-blown peace officers. They're just assigned to the transit area.
Right.
So, it came with no explanation. It just, the video.
You know, I wonder if this is one of those situations where during the arrest, like they get the guy in the back of the car and the officer had the radio on. And then the guy tried using that as a way to be like, this is Russ Martin too.
And what the drunk guy's referring to is one of the Christmas songs montages that Alfie cut up a couple of years ago.
Oh.
It was a sermon I'd done, and Alfie took a sermon and cut it up and threw it into Mariah Carey's song.
Okay, now it makes sense. I got it now.
Jesus loves heaven so much, he bought the company. and why that's in that drunk guy's head while he's being arrested. And of course, they got to bring my name into it. Who are you talking to? I tie a Russ Martin. I saw my eagle. KGL. Oh, wait. Forward Dow, Texas. I don't want to get in trouble with the FAA. I just wonder, obviously, he had to be babbling long enough for them to decide, yeah, get the phone out and record this.
It's, yeah, evidence.
Maybe he was talking to the radio.
That's my hope. But then again, if he's referring back to something that got played around Christmas, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say the man's got some issues.
I can tell you by looking at his picture.
Oh, I want to see.
Give me a second. Came to my Eagle account. Let's see. So from your local transit police. Mr. Adams wanted to see this video. Thank you, your friendly local transit police.
It's very nice of them.
All right. I got to turn the volume all the way down on this.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. He is special. Wait, let me see.
Take the phone.
Let's see here.
I'll play this while you're looking at it.
Rush, I'd get on my knees and beg for mercy because goddamn Jesus Christ loved heaven so much he bought the company. Jesus walked on water because of grass prices on fucking houses.
Who's that?
Jesus walked on water because saved money on his gas boat.
Who are you talking to now?
Rush Martin. What's, and you know what?
What station?
97.1 Eagle KGL.
This may seem weird, but like the shirt that he's wearing, it looks like there's something kind of like a badge or some sort of something.
The drunk guy?
Yeah. And not a police badge, but it looks almost like a really cheap Star Trek uniform.
Let me see.
I mean, obviously not the right color because he's wearing gray, but
no.
Almost like a patch is hanging off his shirt.
It just looks like a cheap something.
Okay.
But this guy is away.
He's got the look.
And I can't tell by the way the video shot what city. The back seats are those plastic ones.
Right.
I guess all of them are now.
Ideally they are, yeah. Makes it easier for cleanup.
Yeah. And he's missing not a lot, but a few important front teeth.
Yeah, and from what I could tell, it looked like some of the missing front teeth seemed to shape like an O.
Like meth?
Mm-hmm. Some type of hot something. Just a theory.
And of course,
no idea.
Of course, they couldn't give me any backstory on it.
They were just fulfilling his wishes.
This guy couldn't call in, so we thought we'd help him out. Let me close that out so I didn't accidentally start playing.
I wonder if they sent that to you. Maybe the guy was asking for your help to get him out later.
I don't know. It's obviously hard for me to tell who wants me to get him out of jail and who doesn't.
That's true.
Because I haven't heard from Tina, the one that called and left a message Sunday. It was in jail.
Still.
I've checked on her... just once. I don't know if she's mad because maybe she wanted me to get her out, but she didn't say that in the outgoing message. Mm-hmm. It just said, hey, I'm not going to be able to make it today. I'll call you tomorrow. It's an inmate. The rest of the message. This guy decides he's just going to, I get on my knees.
Rush, I'd get on my knees and beg for mercy because goddamn Jesus Christ loved heaven so much he bought the company. Jesus walked on water because of grass prices on fucking houses.
Who's that?
Jesus walked on water because of, saved money on his gas boat.
Who are you talking to now?
Rush Martin. And
what's,
you know what?
What station?
97.1 Eagle KGL.
Had to drag me into it.
You an accomplice.
I'm
trying to find the clips that he was referring to. Movies, horror, Dendos, Sonic's birthday, Christmas special. It's not going to be there. It doesn't make any difference. Yeah, it does. Give me another second.
Okay.
Christmas songs. Was it All I Want?
That's it.
I said I didn't come here to preach.
This is not a best of.
Nope.
This is May 2015.
But hey, I just want to tell you about Jesus.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
Jesus said, shut up.
Just one thing I need.
You get nothing. He said, you stop.
I don't need to
stop expecting more. Stop worrying about other people.
Hey, look, they're playing my request.
Jesus said, worry about you. He's God Almighty. He liked heaven so much, he bought the company.
Praise God.
Name like Jesus, he's got to be good. Hey, got the whole body. Trust your car to the man who made the star.
I'm sorry, I gotta listen to the rest of it.
That's fine.
He's taking a lick and kept on kicking. Jesus Christ!
The end is my favorite.
Follow our leader, he's on a hunt. God, he's Alpha and the Omega. He is a master of the mighty, the hero of heroes. Jesus Christ gives you wings. Praise God, he'll leave the light on for you. He'll leave the light on for you.
Yeah.
God Almighty told you to shine.
All right, I heard enough.
Follow the leader.
For people that are too young to understand, all of those were commercial slogans.
Why would you want to follow a Honda?
Because our leader's on a Honda. You follow our leader. He's on a Honda.
God. I think that's my favorite one.
You don't like he'll leave the light on for you?
No, I like all of them. I'm just saying that the God, that's just my favorite.
Jesus Christ gives you wings?
They are all good.
All right. All right.
Just one is my personal favorite.
He'll leave the light on for you.
Yeah.
Well, it's true.
I know, he does.
Some people don't see it.
Mm-mm.
I know that guy in the back of the squad car sees it.
Seen a lot of lights.
Let me out. Jesus is coming. Hey, can you send a request to KSCS while you at it? I want to hear some Luke Bryan. I want to blow Hawkeye.
Another one of our fantastic fans.
Well now,
and they got to rub our face in it.
No. This is balanced.
How is it balanced?
Because I'm assuming that the officer is also a listener. So this, you're getting both sides here.
Okay.
So it's a nice snapshot of.
Now this guy is
diversity and audience.
He is right up in the camera of that phone.
He's teasing.
Just in case you can't. Can you hear me now?
We can hear you, sir.
Jesus Christ bought heaven.
Okay.
And walked on water because gas price high.
I'm assuming that's what he was saying.
No, he's saying he walked on water because he needed gas for his gas boat or something.
I heard gas boat.
Yeah.
I thought he was trying to say gas bill.
I heard boat. Gas boat.
Because his boat ran out of gas.
Maybe that. Yep. That's why I had to walk on water.
That's it. Yeah. His boat ran out of gas.
This damn show. Damn it.
Don't I know it.
It's like I can never retire because I never know what I'm going to miss. You can't say, I mean, there may be some music jocks went, well, we've done all the bits. We played all the songs. We've accomplished everything we want to. There's nothing that's going to shock us. This is like a grab bag every damn day.
Mm-hmm.
Got some chick yesterday calls up. Do you look at any black porn? No. Do you? Are you single? I'm more into Dan. Well, talk to Dan.
There's no need for that. Dan is taken.
Well, I'll take Russ and Dan taken. Even though Russ ain't never had no black woman.
Well, that and she also didn't like your mustache.
Oh, screw her. Alfie, I'm out of vodka.
I have the reserve right here.
He's not around for everybody. Hurry up. My boat's about to run out of gas. I'm sure I'll get a follow-up explanation via email. You got time. At least one news story.
All right. According to Cosmo magazine, there are 6 sex habits women should start in their 20s.
6 sex habits?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That women should start in their 20s. Number 1, resist the urge to fake it. It's tempting when you've been going at it for 20 minutes and it's just not happening for you, but it's just one of those things you should avoid. That's what Cosmo says.
Well, the reason you want to avoid it is because then the guy thinks he's done a good job and you'll never have an orgasm.
That's right.
There's no cuteness to that. That's why, regardless of what it is, communication is key. And you're talking to somebody who's been through relationships. Where I didn't listen to anybody.
Nope.
But only because I knew they were wrong.
All the time.
There was no reason to listen to them. I'd let them get started. I'd evaluate it enough to realize, all right, they don't know what they're talking about. I'm gonna fix this. I'm going to set it straight. I'm going to get through this. Straighten them out. And then we're going to have a nice evening.
Wow.
Woo. Man, that just...
And I don't care how many times, me personally, I go through it. Like, okay, I know this never turns out well. It's always an elongated argument. But every time I'd still try and go, okay, here's the problem. And if you'll just listen, I can straighten this out and both of us will be happy.
Well, why is it I can't finish talking?
Well, you can. But if you just listen to me, I can fix this in like 30 seconds.
Not what she wants. So,
I don't want it fixed. I want you I want you to listen to me.
I listen to you long enough to
long enough? What do you mean long enough? What's long enough to you?
To Let's understand. So,
anytime
you,
I talk, I it has a timer on it.
You better shut up.
How dare you tell me to shut up?
I understand what you're mad about, and here's my solution to fix it.
I didn't ask you to fix it. I just want you to listen to me. At least pretend you care.
I don't have to pretend I care. I've got a solution.
If you cared, you'd let me just vent.
If you'll just shut the f- up, I'll tell you what's wrong.
I know what's wrong. I need you to tell me what's wrong.
You're trying to get me to say the B word and give away that prize pack, ain't you?
I sure am.
Well, you come pretty damn close.
Thank you. That's a compliment.
Alfie, what's line one?
He's calling about the homeless guy.
Yes, Jonathan.
Hey, yeah, the drunk guy that you got the video of, I think I know him.
How?
I work at the Kroger on Cedar Springs, and if he's the same guy, he certainly sounds like him. He's this vagrant that comes around pretty frequently. He just sounds just like him. As soon as he started playing the clip, having to deal with him, you know, popped into my head, and I just saw every single time he's come in. And
what do you know his name?
I know his first name's Brian. I don't know anything else.
Of course it is.
What were you going to ask him, Dan?
Can you describe what the guy looks like, Jonathan?
White guy, about 5'8", 5'10". He looks like he's in his 40s, but I don't think he's that old. And he just looks like he's been through the...
What about hair?
Dirty blonde, brown, sometimes he'll have a beard. Just kind of depends on his access to grooming supplies.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Does he have... What about the hair in the front? Is it cut short?
Last time I saw him, everything was pretty short. It was kind of shaggy, but, you know, nothing.
Shaggy. Okay, that's what I was looking for. That's maybe him. Is he a heavy drinker?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If he's not drinking, he's on something.
Are you in a car right now?
Yeah.
All right, so you can't see the video stream because I could hold the phone up to the camera, but that's not going to help. Is he with the police a lot?
Yeah. We have to call the police on him just about every other time he comes in. Half the time he'll leave. But when he comes in and he's under the influence of something, we have to get help to get rid of him because he likes to expose himself and recite, you know, made up scripture. And
And of course, he's got to be a listener of this show.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, no, I know.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Any idea why the transit police would have him?
All the bars and clubs up and down Cedar Springs, so he just, you know, if he gets enough change together, he'll hop on the bus and stay there till he gets kicked off. And I mean, I've seen him myself get pulled off of the bus before and thrown in the back of a cop car.
Okay.
So it's not unusual.
Okay. Well, it looks like you won't see him for at least 2 or 3 days. You're probably good for the weekend.
Good.
Thank you.
I get on a bus, I drink someplace else. People here smell.
I don't think that's the other people.
What are you saying it is?
Pretty sure it's you.
You don't know it's me. Prude.
Prude?
Just because you got clothes and teeth on your car.
Uh-oh.
I ask me what my name is.
What's your name?
It's Brian. I'm an idiot that called a few weeks ago sober. Me and Leron split up.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's terrible. What happened?
I remember. I know he got cussed to me in my teeth.
Didn't even know that was a thing.
It was.
How did he get them from you?
He took them out of my mouth. Where do you think I keep them? Are you ignorant?
Well, I just didn't know if he just waited until you put them in the glass by the bed or...
No. My teeth are real. Come on. Set a brother. Do it. You're professional.
I know, man. I'm over here working. So he took your real teeth out of your mouth.
Yes.
And he got them. So a judge decided that he could keep your teeth?
Well, because he put them in his mouth.
Oh, so the whole 90%.
Well, he glued them over his own teeth, and so they were his. They were capped.
Is that enough?
Yeah, it worked.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
.540. Another check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy and KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle Traffic brought to you by GEICO. We're getting started off Fort Worth southbound 287 right at 35W. Road construction has the right lane shut down. Traffic there is backed up back from FM 156. Let's move into Coppell, southbound 121, right at Business 121. Got an accident there. That one has traffic backed up back from Hebron Parkway. Into Carrollton, southbound I-35, just after Crosby. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes there. Traffic backed up back from Business 121. Into, let's go to Irving. Westbound 183, right at MacArthur. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from the 35-183 split. And finally, in Plano, southbound 75, right at the Bush, got an accident blocking the HOV and the two left lanes. This one involving an overturned vehicle. Traffic there is backed up back from Parker Road. Caller number 9 wins a pair of tickets to BFD 2015 featuring Rob Zombie, Breaking Benjamin, Hailstorm, In This Moment, Pretty Reckless, and a whole bunch of other people. Full lineup is on at KEGL.com. Call now. It's 214 or 817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Clear skies tonight, 58-degree low. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 83. Right now, it is 82. The 97.1, the Eagle.
Let me just back the hell up. I'm trying to do too many things at once. Watch the video stream, radio. Alfie, did you get a winner for the crap?
Not yet.
All right. Have you already started taking calls?
Yes, I have.
What are you up to?
The next one I pick up will be 7.
Eagle, you were number 8.
Ah, number.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Anything particular you're looking at online, Daniel?
Nah, just looking at the demonstrators outside Frank Crowley Court's building in Dallas.
Organized, peaceful, no problems.
So far, seemed that way. Although when I initially started watching, I was really concerned for a handful of people who kept standing in the street, like right off the curb. But they were doing it right where people turn right. And it's like. So I started watching initially, just waiting to see until how long someone got hit. Then they eventually moved them off the corner and then down onto the steps of the courthouse. So now they're fine. They're in a good spot. Looked to be about maybe 60 people.
I don't understand the street aspect. I mean, because if you get hit, it's hard for you to go out and protest.
Yeah.
Against whoever it is you got a problem with.
Yeah, not to mention the fact it's going to look really awkward when you get run over and then the police show up and then arrest the person who ran you over, thus giving you justice.
You look like you was run down. Would you like our help? Even though you're protesting us? Because we're still here to serve you. You look flat and dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you'd like to say?
Russ, I'd get on my knees and beg for mercy because goddamn Jesus Christ loved heaven so much he bought the company. Jesus walked on water because of grand praise.
Who's that?
Jesus walked on water because of, you know, saved money on his gas boat.
Who are you talking to now?
Rush Martin. And what's, you know what?
What station?
97.1 Eagle KGL.
Maybe they were already recording him for his field sobriety observation.
Probably.
And then he just... Now he already had cuffs on, so he was already under arrest in that video that they sent us.
Yeah, they will sometimes still continue to get video of you. I had a friend that was picked up for a DWI, and when he got in the back of the squad car and they started going towards Lou Sterrett, the officer then took the dash cam and pointed it back on him just to continue, you know.
The observation.
Yes. Although in the end, it actually hurt the case for the officer because they had a very nice conversation. Coherent. Pleasant.
Well, the guy still failed the field sobriety observation.
My buddy didn't know. He just outright refused it.
Oh.
He tried telling the officer, because it was at like 9 o'clock at night, and he got pulled over on Greenville, and he tried telling the officer, he's like, if you want to wait like 3 hours, we can do this again. It'll make a lot more sense.
Had he been drinking?
I don't believe so.
So why did he refuse everything?
Because that's what you're supposed to do.
Well, if you haven't been drinking, then you can blow.
You can, but that doesn't mean you should.
Dan, is this the one where he had empty Jack bottle in his trunk?
Yes, he did. That was another wrinkle. There was
That's not a wrinkle. It's in the trunk. It's not like you get drunk, you pull over and go, I put this in his trunk because I do not litter.
No, actually, it was in the back seat. It was an empty Jack Daniels bottle, but it was a Jack Daniels bottle that we had all signed for him.
Okay.
And then when it came time for the trial, the prosecutor asked the officer or something. The bottle came up because it was mentioned in the case stuff. And they said, where is this bottle? And my buddy said, oh, it's in my trunk. So they never actually picked up what they thought was the key piece of evidence.
Was he doing anything to get pulled over for?
I think speeding.
Oh. But he got arrested because they thought he was drunk.
Suspicion of, yes. Driving while intoxicated.
Maybe the cop thought, maybe the alcohol's not in his system good. I'll turn the camera around so it's on him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll start babbling and talking about Jesus buying heaven and his boat being out of gas.
No.
So the case was dismissed.
Oh, yeah. 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 Pretty hard.
Why would the bottle have anything to do with it? And if it had anything to do with it, why wouldn't you confiscate it?
I think the officer just screwed up on that part. I mean, obviously he did, but yeah. Yeah, the officer mentioned in the report, observed a empty whiskey bottle in the back seat, blah, blah, blah. And the prosecutor's like, where is that? But he's like, it's in my car. I can go get it out of the trunk if you want it.
Did you not think it was important to possibly take the bottle as Exhibit A?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why would I? I work for Southlake. We don't do investigation C.
We skip over that part.
I can't remember if I told you this on the air or off the air. I can't say too much, but Judge Coors had a domestic abuse case come before him that was filed in Tarrant County that had happened in Southlake.
Oh.
Where a chick had beat her husband with either an axe handle or an axe.
Oh, my God.
And Southlake decided to the police department not to pursue it because they felt like there wasn't enough evidence, even though there were witnesses.
Say what?
You heard me.
And what did Judge Coors say?
He goes, all right, so let me get this straight.
Yeah.
And they explained it, and how it was dismissed, I don't get it. I guess a police department can pull charges back.
I don't think it's
and
actually
this was after my incident.
I don't think but I don't think the police department actually does the charges. That's the district attorney's job.
Well, somehow the police department felt like they didn't have enough evidence, even though there were witnesses and this lady had beat this guy a couple of times with either this shovel, stick, axe handle, something big and deadly.
Wow, that's fishy.
Yeah, that pissed me off.
I would imagine. You know what I'd do if I were you? I'd tell some people about it.
Who do I know?
Well, let's see. Brett Shipp. We could leave an anonymous tip for Becky
Oliver. It just looks petty. Nothing's going to change. They could go back and say, yeah, Southlake was trying to get their ass out of trouble because the time I was arrested, they were under, a federal or at least a state investigation of the chief of police giving preferential treatment to Southlake residents. So they decided, we need a poster boy. So, but what's going to change? Either you think I did it or you don't. And
Now, I'm pretty sure at this point, anyone that's convinced that you did what was alleged, then there's no bringing them back.
So, I don't really care.
Really?
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, that's my boy.
I've told you this before. The mayor of Dallas is on your side. The mayor of Dallas believes you. Who else do you need? Why do you care about the trolls, the jackasses who may or may not believe?
I couldn't give a rat's ass less because if they hated me, it just gave them another reason to think that they should hate me. Certainly, there'd be no police department that would want to have any association if I was a convicted, not a wife beater, but a
domestic abuser.
Yeah. Certainly not Captain Howard.
Nope.
Lieutenant Denzel, Officer Lonnie.
Nope.
They're all aware of all of this, and they know the disposition.
Yep.
Mayor Betsy Price.
Mayor Price is very well aware of it. That's okay. I'm just getting my pieces back and a little, or my revenge in little chunks and pieces with bumpers.
Such as?
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
But you got at least three mayors who got your back. You got Mayor Rawlings, Mayor Price, Mayor Masso.
And Frisco, only because I pay heavy Frisco taxes.
He better like you.
Yeah.
Mayor Cluck may not, but that's for...
That's for other reasons.
Yeah.
Well, Mayor Cluck should be okay with us because I think the foundation has written at least two, maybe three checks to fallen officers.
Yes. Although...
But I'm not looking for preferential treatment.
No. Although people have a weird way of, you know, on one hand, they might appreciate something someone's done, but when you say their car is a chicken, what is it? The super coupe?
Well, that's what it is. Super chicken flies a super coupe.
Yeah. I can understand, you know, some hurt feelings.
And his assistant's name is Fred, who's, I think, a lion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who always complained about his job.
Well, you knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Wow. Holy cow.
I will just write that down underneath Gilbert Gottfried and Brokaw.
Mm-hmm.
Super chicken.
You have a very diverse impression list.
Yes. Put that next to Gary Busey. Okay.
Really isn't. When you really, out of context, and like you're doing, just write down, it's like our so-called impressions. It'd make for a real interesting dinner party.
If somebody wants to go ahead and write up the script for a Halloween special, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Got plenty of time. I don't know about doing it live again. We did the Halloween special live, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
It was a Christmas special we recorded.
Yes. Yeah, we had to
And I forget, we did video stream the Halloween special.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you could actually see us running from studio to studio.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I think that's kind of cool.
It is kind of cool, but I think it would make more sense, since it's a radio drama, that you don't watch the stream.
I don't know. I'd like to see how... I've watched documentaries on how they would Foley effects and make different sounds.
And I get that. Whatever. That's where I would say if, for like the Halloween special, you listen to it live, and then you go back and watch the video stream to see the behind the curtain. Kind of like watching the, like you said, kind of like watching a behind-the-scenes type deal.
All right. Let's see. We could do, I'm not going to run down the list. But we got Luke Bryan.
Man, I love to act. I act like I like Blake Shelton all the time.
That wasn't real my shot across his butt.
No, it was from this turkey baster.
Old Hellman's.
Uh-huh. I made my own personal Luke Bryan aioli. It's kind of a hobby of mine, man. I love making mayo. Spicy mayo, mild mayo, mayo mayo. And it's also the season for my other favorite, Cinco de Mayo.
Oh,
We had to be we had to be talking about something else coming out of this last break. There's no way we wasted another segment.
Well, we were late out of the last one.
Okay.
So that,
well,
that's
we're
going to
be late going into this one.
Well, we're always late.
What was the list that you were into?
It was the 6 sex habits women should start in their 20s. That's according to Cosmo Magazine.
Did we get through all of them?
Not a chance.
What did we get to?
1.
That sounds like our show.
That's us. Yeah. This list has 6 things. We will finish it sometime next week.
I forgot what number 1. Don't fake orgasms.
Yes. Resist the urge to fake it. Because if you fake it, you're hurting both of you.
You'll never get one.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, give it to her good. Scream good and loud.
Yeah, because here's a secret about men. If you give us positive feedback, we're going to take it as positive feedback. And we're going to repeat those things.
That's with anybody. If you come out and do some type of job, let's say my landscapers, and they cut all my trees sideways or do something half-assed, I go, that's a good job. And they do it every week. They go, well, that's what you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with an orgasm. It's okay to tell us, you ain't hitting it. You ain't never going to hit it. Let me show you where it is. Give me your hand.
Yep.
I will show you.
And that is actually number 2. If he's not making you finish, tell him how to do it.
We don't take offense, especially since the G-spot seems to be, if you believe in it.
I'm a believer. I know it in my heart.
Even though there's no proof.
I got faith. Faith in the G-spot.
Well, why is it you have orgasms sometimes and sometimes you don't? Because the G-spot works in mysterious ways.
Amen. I know that's right.
If what we've been taught to believe in, if the G-spot really exists, it's in different places on different women.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's not fair.
I know. I had a G-spot on my elbow once.
He ain't ever hit it.
Damn. Still can't find it.
I told him. I even glued hair all over my elbow. I want to give this a shot. I even put a great big G on it.
Uh-huh.
Nothing.
After I put the G on it, I got a marker and I put a dot in the middle of it. Didn't get it.
And then I went and rented this neon sign. So really, as far as orgasms, I really have no clue how many I've given. I know how many I've had. But you know, if they
it's not how many you've given, it's how many you left on the field. Just imagine all the ones you didn't give.
But you're supposed to try and get every one. Never leave an orgasm behind.
That's right.
All right, I gotta pee. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
KEGL 611, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Muya Burgers, Fries, and Shakes. Also, real quick, you said it during that Rodney spot.
I dropped the B word?
Yeah.
All right, take the 9th caller.
You got it. All right, let's get started off in Dallas. Southbound on the tollway, right at Keller Springs, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Spring Creek Parkway. In Carrollton, southbound I-35, just after Crosby, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Business 121. Moving into Irving, westbound 183, right at MacArthur, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is backed up back from the 35-183 split. In Coppell, southbound 121, right at Business 121, got an accident blocking traffic. Right now, your backup is back from Hebron Parkway. And finally, in Plano, southbound 75, right at the bush, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is... Oh, no, different one, different road. Traffic is backed up back from Parker Road. Where the heck am I? Oh, if you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather, brought to you by GEICO. Tonight, the skies will be clear and an overnight low of 58. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine yet again with a high in the low 80s. Right now, 81 at 97.1 The Eagle.
Attention, all equestrians and equine lovers. Are you ready to pony up for an unbridled fun time in the bedroom? Pretty Little Dan Incorporated is proud to introduce the front runner in bedroom pleasure. Our team of two breeders and a Miata, vets, and lonely science people from Van, Texas have spent thousands of man hours to create the Kentucky Derby Dendo. We've combined DNA from Dan O'Malley with horse DNA from Seabiscuit, Secretariat, the legendary flying horse Pegasus, and Larry North. The result is a dendo, 90 hands high and over a furlong wide. It's guaranteed to filly you up. The Kentucky Derby Dendo comes complete with a set of vibranium stirrups and a Kevlar saddle, because trust us, you're gonna need them. And you can easily control the Kentucky Derby Dendo with our special reins made from radio tower guy wire. Feel the deep stretch with one of our patented triple crown trifecta advanced performance modes, including My Little Pony, Clydesdale, and Demolition Derby. The Kentucky Derby Dendo is powered by an internal combustion engine that uses oats, carrots, and pure cane sugar cubes as fuel. When fully operational, the Kentucky Derby Dendo will give you an ass jousting worthy of a medieval knight. Put all your other pleasure devices out to pasture. Now you're dealing with real horsepower. It's the Kentucky Derby Dendo. Order now and get a free hat. Warning! Prolonged use of the Kentucky Derby Dendo can result in subtle ash, hay fever, Charlie Horse in your ass, and Churchill Downs syndrome. Another fine product from PLD Inc.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Get a winner?
I did. They are on call number five. Sorry, line five if you want to talk to them.
Oh. Hi, James.
Hey, how are you?
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
What did you win?
I won a prize pack.
Did Alfie tell you what was in it?
No, sir.
Alfie, you didn't tell him what was in it?
Not completely.
Oh. Well, tell him now.
Congratulations, Jay Mayfield of North Witchin Hills, Texas. You won a $100 gift certificate to Darid Salon and Spa. Treat yourself or your mom to a spa day at Darid's in Arlington, named one of the top 100 salons in the U.S. by Elle Magazine. Plus, enjoy dinner for you and a friend at the Green Room in Deep Ellum. And for you, a copy of Guild Wars 2 Collector's Edition for the PC and $100 worth of gem codes. Also, a copy of Rocksmith for the PlayStation 3, a mud jug, portable spittoon, two big barbecue sandwiches from Dickie's Barbecue, a football signed by Dallas Cowboys cornerback Brandon Carr, and to top it all off, a box of Mandy's crap. That's right, you get a box full of crap that was once owned by the stupidest gash to ever live in Southlake, altogether valued at over $500, all courtesy of your friends at the Russ Martin Show.
Well, awesome, I appreciate it.
James, well, I know I dropped it, but what part of the commercial did I say it?
It's when you was talking, you said we'll go pick up a couple of...
Oh, that's yeah. It. You got it. You're right.
Yeah.
So you've been listening to commercial breaks today, just waiting for me to lose it.
Well, I was just hoping to, I'm on my way to work. I was just hoping I'd get lucky. I knew you'd say it sometime in there, sometime. But
you figure Rodney was going to be the prime chance.
Yeah, usually he gets you worked up enough to where.
Well, he is one, so whatever. All right. Hold on a second. Thank you, sir.
Right. Thanks.
All right. You get us all his info?
No, I have not.
All right. Pick it back up, and I'll take care of the cameras.
That's right. Well, the sad thing is, I heard you say it, and it didn't even register.
Yeah.
And Alfie asked me, I put my head in the studio, and all the phones were lit up, and he said, did Russ say bitch or something? I was like, I don't think so.
Why would he say it during a Rodney? Oh, it is Rodney.
Mm-hmm.
That's when that fella started listening. Oh man, Rodney's on. It's coming now.
It's like he's already got 6-digit dialed.
And you want to go back and tell advertisers you think they switch away during commercial breaks?
Not on this show. Stuff happens in our breaks. Other stations. You can tune out, come back. You can have it nailed down to basically the exact time of the commercial break. And you can time it out and come back to when that show's back. Not this one. Mm-mm. You talked to Rodney for 5.5 minutes. That was one spot.
Did I talk to him for that long?
Yeah.
Damn. Well, he has saved me a lot on my refund.
Yeah.
And the only thing that's been a pain in the ass was just unfreezing my credit, which got nothing to do with him or anybody else. I just locked down all my credit reports, so it doesn't... I don't think it's 100%, but I think it's pretty damn close. It's almost like condom close as far as protecting yourself
mm-hmm.
for identity theft, because nobody can open up any account... I couldn't open up an account.
No.
If I wanted to, like, you know, I mean, you check out a Target at Target. Would you like to save 10% off this purchase with a credit card? It's like going to do you any good to run it. Well, it only takes a few minutes. It's not going to go through.
Right.
I've frozen my credit reports. That was the only thing that was a pain in the ass. Everything else I had at hand.
Did when you would tell people that your credit's frozen, would they just sort of give you that puzzled look? I'm guessing because a lot of people may not even know that that's possible.
I would explain to them if they really asked. Or just, I would just, a lot of them would say no. And they go, well, it takes a few seconds. Well, you know, no, I appreciate it, but, you know, the purchase isn't that big, so I'll wait till I buy something big.
Right.
I wasn't ugly to them. It's just, I knew it wasn't going to go through. But if Rodney comes through, the house has to go through inspection.
Interesting.
I don't know why with a refi. But it makes no difference. But it is. It's like getting a $2 raise on your paycheck.
you're
a big $2 raise.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to be saving an entire salary.
For who?
For lots of people.
Oh. Are things that bad out there?
Yes. You big a-hole. Somewhere there's a cop. He's thinking like, man, that's how much I make. Or a teacher, whatever.
But I could have refinanced a couple of years ago. Didn't.
Yeah.
So it is worth a phone call. And Rodney will pay for this spot. But after. Oh, Rodney said he made a bunch of money off Amazon.
Oh, really?
Through investments.
Okay.
I didn't know I had money invested in Amazon. I've got an IRA, and Ryan McDonald handles all that, and I guess he put part of it in Amazon. And Amazon had a big jump. He goes, let's sell this now.
it's done its job.
And that's what I told Rodney. I said, let's go out tonight and pick up some. See, that wouldn't count because bleep, you don't know what I said.
Okay.
We already gave away one. Are we still continuing it?
Why not? If we got another prize pack.
Okay.
It's only a matter of time anyway.
Why?
It's you.
He's lasted 2 complete days. This is the 3rd day we've done this.
And but now it's sort of like he just picked at a scab. And then it already flowed out of his mouth there in the spot with Rodney with ease.
Ah, that's just... I'm just having a conversation with the partner.
Yeah.
It shouldn't count. It shouldn't count every time you say the B word.
It almost happened.
I know it. They were damn close.
You and Rodney should go out. You guys should go out and pick up chicks. Just two wild
say
and
it,
crazy guys.
Just don't let Rodney laugh. You might have a chance.
No, I could actually see Rodney's laugh being cute to some chick. Like,
oh, listen to his laugh. It's so adorable. Look how much money they have.
Yeah, true that.
All right. Between you and Chloe,
mm-hmm.
I'm about to give away 2 more prize packs.
Why?
Oh, you picked up women because you got money. What do you think? We walk around with our pay stubs taped our foreheads?
You don't, and Rodney doesn't either, but...
Rodney probably has to. I'm Rodney Anderson, host of the Rodney Anderson Show. I'm on the radio. I'm on 1190, also on KRLD. Really? Still nothing? Here's my paycheck.
No, the reason why I say that is because Rodney dresses very well. So, and I know that women can spot a man with some money just by how he's dressed.
Well, they ain't going to pick me out of a crowd. Man, no. I bet that guy over there, I bet he got picked up by the transit police today.
I bet the reason why he's wearing that old fire department shirt is because he was naked when they found him. They just gave it to him.
Cover himself up. Although he's got all his teeth and they're white. Man, I'm in a conundrum.
I think he picked those up at Goodwill.
I wonder if this is a test. You know, like the guy that walks around that'll write people a check for $1 million. Maybe I should go up and be nice to him.
See what happens.
As far as the way I dress, I really would. I have to walk around with my pay stub tattooed on my arm or something.
And it's weird, too, because there's nothing on you. Like, I've seen it before. Someone that had money didn't always dressed very casual, so you couldn't tell. But if you paid attention, you would notice that he wore a Rolex. So some guys will still have some type of clue of their wealth.
The only jewelry that I wear is the Batman ring that Skull gave me a couple months ago.
And that's not really flashy. It's just a silver ring, so no one's going to look at that and go, oh, man, I bet he's loaded.
He's got Batman money.
Yeah, now if he rolled up in a Batmobile, there's your clue.
Yeah. Chicks seem to be more interested when I cruise in a Batmobile.
It's not just because...
Say you want to ride, baby. What's your name, honey? Elron? Leron?
Leron got kicked out the car again.
Nah, I ain't picking up no Leron. I ain't taking up Brian's sloppy seconds. This is a Batmobile. This ain't no Miata. Okay. Alfie, which prize pack did James choose?
James chose the second one. So the first one is still available with the Works Arrow card.
Really? He took the one with the football signed by 39?
Yep. Brandon Carr.
And the box full of Mandy stuff.
I'll be curious to see what he does with it. He sounded excited.
He was.
He better be.
He's never won anything from the station before.
Well, that's
how do you know?
I asked him.
Wow.
Did you get all the information you were supposed to?
I did.
Okay.
Promise word of God.
You can only win something from us, especially this value, every 6 months. Have you won anything from us before?
No, I have not.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You know, I can look it up.
I don't care. Don't. Why don't you ask me why I'm black? It seems to be your favorite question when you're vetting phone calls.
You want to read any news? You want to stand there with your arms crossed?
I can read news.
We'll have to break it a minute. Mm-hmm. But you can read something.
I certainly can. And number three. On the six sex habits.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:37. Another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy. It's an Eagle Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by YRC Freight. We're getting started off in Dallas. Southbound on the tollway right at Keller Springs. Got an accident there in the clearing stage. This traffic there is backed up. Back from Spring Creek. In Carrollton, southbound I-35, just after Crosby, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from Business 121. In Coppell, southbound 121, right at Business 121, got an accident there. That has traffic backed up back from Hebron Parkway. And finally, in Tarrant County, southbound 287, right at I-35W, Row Construction has the right lane shut down. Traffic there is backed up back from FM 156. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Cool River Cafe. Tonight, clear skies, 58 for an overnight low. Sunny tomorrow, high in the low 80s. Right now, it is 81. The 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, Mark is here for Paws in the City. What do we have? This look at the cans on that chick. Right. Oh, holy sh!
Are you talking about Jenna, the plot hound?
The what?
The what?
The dog we brought.
I'm just looking at the blonde. How do you know this blonde chick?
She volunteers with us, and I also
to do what?
I also know her from the music scene and
what,
and socially what? And stuff like that.
Alfie, put the camera on Dan. What's her first name?
Holly.
Holly. Move to your left. Yeah. A little, that way, okay. That way people can see you. Damn, that's good.
Hey, Russ.
Huh?
She's actually in the room.
What do I care? I'm old and fat. I got money, though. Here's my pay stub. What do we have this week?
Well, along with Hollywood, we have Jenna here today. And Jenna's a plot hound, 2 years old. Came out of the Garland shelter. The Garland shelter, we actually pulled her the day she was supposed to be put down. So
I'll back her up a hair. Well, and, just try it. The camera's on.
Yep. And go she's ahead, 48 pounds. Mm-hmm. And plot hounds are one of the least known dogs, actually, that people know about in this country. They're from Germany. But they are the state dog of North Carolina, ironically. But anyway, a little
Do most states have state dogs?
Most states do. I don't know if every state does.
I know the mockingbird is our bird for Texas. What?
I knew you were going to ask me what the state dog is for Texas. I don't know.
I have no idea. I have no idea. My guess for Oklahoma is a Shih Tzu.
It's for the state of Texas, it's the Blue Lacy.
I don't know what breed that is.
It looks kind of like a lab. Also known as a Lacy dog, Lacy game dog, Texas Blue Lacy, Lacy hog dog.
I think the state dog for Texas should be two great big s on a blonde.
Actually, you might be onto something there. Anyway, going back to...
You don't mind if I take a picture for later, do you?
You've got it on video.
Yeah, but I can't look at it from the house. You want to talk about the dogs?
Oh, yes.
Or the dogs?
So, a little information on Jenna. Jenna is... she's 48 pounds, and she's very... According to the boarding place that she's at, and my personal experience as well, she's crazy. She is like crazy with energy, not crazy in a bad way.
I was going to say, she seems very calm right now.
Well, actually, she does for some reason.
Well, I'm trying to know why she's eyeballing the bag of treats.
Oh, that's got it. Anyway, she is likes to play with the craziest and most highest energy dogs at boarding,
really?
At Barking Hound Village, where
Russ.
She's staying at.
Russ, Dan, shut up. I'm taking an HDR and I got to hold the camera still.
Well, can you at least not make the creepy man face?
I didn't make the creepy man face.
Really?
I'll do it again.
I'm going to take a picture of you taking a picture of her.
I'm done. That's enough to finish off tonight.
So anyway, the perfect adopter for Jenna would be someone who likes to bike or run or throw the ball for endless hours at a time, you know, or has maybe two crazy high-energy dogs.
She's sitting right now. Does she know she trained at all?
She does. She knows how to sit. She knows how to – I think she knows how to shake. She either did it accidentally to me or she did it for real. So
Dan?
She knows lick.
Okay.
Does Holly know lick?
I'm going to plead the fifth on that. I'm just kidding.
Is Holly one of yours?
No. We're just...
One of his?
Well, I don't know.
Do you think Mark is running a harem?
Well, he brought a chick up one week. He goes, I kind of been working on that one.
I did not say that.
Oh, the freak, you didn't.
Speaking of which, do you guys still have the prostitute?
The what?
Never mind.
You guys got a prostitute?
No.
Volunteers come from all walks of life.
Yeah, volunteers do come from all walks of life.
I think we told you about that, Mark.
Yeah, y'all are going way back.
I miss the prostitute.
It stood out. No.
Are you talking about the chick that came up one week?
Yeah.
With the tats?
I don't remember if she had any tats. I think it's a different chick.
How did we figure out she was a whore? Yeah, I'm not giving away stuff for whore. How did we figure out she was a whore?
I think we
Googled her phone number. That led to an email address, which we also Googled, which led to a certain website that had her stats and reviews on her.
So that's how Mark met her.
No, that's not better. I actually did not know that about her until y'all pointed it out. Although it didn't surprise me, but I didn't know that.
Wow, judgy.
Well, I'm like just.
It didn't surprise me because the first day I interviewed her, I f***ed her.
That's not true.
So in other words, if you're single and volunteer.
We have volunteers from all walks of life.
Uh-huh.
I already said that.
Yes.
You going to finish?
Yes.
Any more about Jenna?
Yes, Jenna. So, can't believe we went there. So anyway, Jenna is, once again, she's available from Paws of the City. We're going to have a second dog on today, but he got neutered and...
That's
about a week ago.
That'll put you in a bad mood.
Yeah, well.
We understand.
He had some swelling.
When I got, when I had my vasectomy, I was in a bad mood for a couple of days.
Yeah, well.
Just have him set on a bag of frozen peas. He'd be all right.
Okay. It was a week ago. He just had some delayed swelling.
There's still some animosity that goes along with it, especially if you don't have a choice. I made my own choice.
Right.
If the dog. Where are we going? Let's just say we're going to get your teeth cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
Woo. Why are they shaving around my privates? Well, so no hair gets in your teeth.
Just makes it less awkward later.
It distracts you from the teeth cleaning.
Any events this weekend, Mark?
Yes, we do.
Where are those?
Actually, I know you have one tomorrow because I heard it on KRLE today. Where's the one tomorrow?
It's at Zeus Comics. Tomorrow is National Comic Book Day.
They were
free comic book day.
They were talking to some guy from a comic book store. You go in and get free comics of, I don't know if there's an age range or whatever, but he said also Paws in the City will be here tomorrow. It's going to be Saturday.
That's probably Richard Neal. He's the owner of it, and I didn't know he was going to be on. That's great. But it's at Zeus Comics. And once again, it's free comic book day, and they're located at 1334 Inwood Drive in Dallas. The adoption event is from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Excuse me. What, Dan?
You're staring.
What do I care? She's going to leave. I'll never see her again. I might as well get as many mental images as I can. I'm storing. I'm doing screen caps. Leave me alone.
Sorry. Just trying to help you with your creep factor. Continue, Mark.
What does she care? She'll just leave and go, what a creep. But I'll be the one with the memories. And there's nothing you can do about it. You coming back next week?
Yeah, she's booked for 2 weeks here. Unless you object.
I'm about to do something, and it sounds like object.
Okay.
It's going to be
I got
yeah. Alfie got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is she married?
No.
Is she dating?
Not that I'm aware of.
You dating? Not really?
That's kind of a yes.
Are you dating somebody? No?
Did you just does he know that? Wow, I feel sorry for that guy.
No, I don't. You're not dating? How long have you been single? I don't know what a little while is. The last relationship you were in. September of, okay, that's good. Plus, you seem kind of stupid. I like you. Do you like older guys? That's a no. I do if I don't have to change out their bags.
Do you like older guys? I love my dad. He's the best.
I like any guy that I don't have to change out their colostomy bag. And they have a big paycheck.
Events.
I am so
Zeus Comics.
I am so horny right now.
Anna and Elsa from Frozen will also be there from 10 to 12 p.m. I can't believe I just followed it up with that. They're with Frozen. So
what's it's Frozen?
Characters from a Disney movie.
Oh. Yeah,
I think people with kids know those characters.
Everyone but Russ knows.
Well,
man, I'd like to pump somebody and try and make kids right now.
I don't have another dog to talk about. It's one brought one.
Get out the website.
PulseOfTheCity.org.
To the Russ Martin Show.
All right, we'll be back. .655 Broadcasting with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coys and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle Traffic brought to you by Kroger. A whole lot going on. Well, actually, it's calmed down quite a bit. Let's get started off. Let's do a side street accident in Dallas. Midway Road right at Frankfort. Traffic lights flashing red in all four directions. Traffic's kind of jacked up to the intersection. In Grand Prairie, southbound 360 right at Avenue K, Brown Boulevard, got an accident blocking everything but the right shoulder.
Traffic man, I'm horny.
10-4. 10-4, Bandit.
Did you give me her number?
I got you her number.
All right.
Oh, where the hell was I? Oh, yeah, traffic.
I'm on Texas Mount Hurst. That's a man at. You're wearing Diablo.
I'm sorry, where the hell was I? Grand Prairie, southbound 360 at Avenue K. Traffic's jacked up back from 183. It's going to be half an hour. Don't even bother. In Coppell, southbound 121. Right at Business 121. Got an accident. That has traffic backed up back from I-35. And finally, in Tarrant County, southbound 287, right at I-35W, the North Freeway. Got some road construction blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from FM 156. Listen to Big Rig next week at 12:25 in the afternoon for a shot to win a pair of tickets to BSD 2015 at the Jackson Inch Pavilion on May 31st, plus a four-pack of tickets to the Super Chevy Show May 16th to the 17th at Texas Motorplex in Ennis. Full details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, and the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather, brought to you by Mooyah Burgers, Shakes, and Fries. Clear skies tonight, 58 for the low. Sunny tomorrow, 83 for the high. Right now, 81 at 97.1 Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right. I know I sold out during the break. But that, what was the chick's name? Holly?
Mm-hmm. Sold out. Tell us how you sold out.
I'm a bass player in a band.
To which you said.
Were you in here when I said it, Alfie?
No, I was not.
Okay, Okay, Alfie. What does Russ always say about bass players?
They're useless. They don't matter.
So when she said, I'm a bass player, Russ then said.
Most important person in the band, God. A bass player and the drummer. Without the bass player and the drummer, you have no band.
That's it.
To which she responded, that's right.
Biting my tongue.
Enough people don't understand that.
And I think, honestly,
Chloe
and I need some credit here. We totally let you go. We just let you run amok as far as your BS train.
That's good wingman.
That's right. We're good wingmen.
Possibly. She was the listener, and she already knew my take on bass players.
Still.
Although, we wanted to add a bass player. We have a bass player for the band. Our band.
Mm-hmm.
But we can kick his dog ass out.
I think he would understand.
Because that would be hot
mm-hmm.
to watch her play bass.
It is hot to watch her play bass. I've seen her before. She's
oh yeah,
she looks good playing bass.
You know her, right, Chloe?
I don't know her, but I've seen her play
in
out
different
before.
Bands.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which bands?
I can't remember because she's been in so many that I can't remember. I know she's in a band with Nikki McGibbon. She's a former American Idol person.
And she was on American Idol?
Holly wasn't, but she's in a band with a former American
Idol
person. Idea
what he's...
What he did. There's a chick that was on American Idol.
She knows somebody who was on American Idol.
They're in a band together.
All right. And they do covers.
Yeah, and then there's, I think that may be the original band. And then she's in a...
Man, I would shoot all over those d***s.
Well, she's in a duo that plays close to your house.
Well...
You gotta go see her. They're really good.
I don't go to see bands because they're good. I go to see bands for sex.
Russ isn't there for the music.
It's the only reason I have my own band is for sex.
Okay.
And after all the backup chicks left, there's nobody else worth screwing. Maybe.
Mike
Mraz, maybe. Chuck, if I'm into G Dilfs. Granddaddies. That's the hottest chick I've seen in this studio. I mean, that's Whitney Drolin hot.
We're happy for you, and you got the end.
Well, there's nothing I can do with it.
You got her number. What do you mean?
Well, Alfie got her number. He just went out and went, give me your number.
Well, whose fault is that?
Well, I said, find out if I can have her number. Don't just go out and go, get me her number.
You wanted her number. I got it done.
Well, what did you tell her?
I said, give me your number.
See, he's battling for you.
Yeah, the whole I well, no. Did she know what it was for?
I just said, give me your number.
Okay, so she doesn't know what it's for.
She can figure it out on her own.
She's a smart girl. I'm sure that she knows.
You call her after the show and find out if it's okay for me to call her and maybe take her to lunch and then I have to bleep both those words. I got no time for that.
I am more than sure it's okay for you to call her. If you want to call her and ask her out, just go for it.
You call and you find out ahead of time. You find out if she liked me.
No.
What? Somebody hand me a switch. Who wants to hear Alfie get a whipping on the air?
I do. Because apparently he forgot. Yeah,
you ever been beat with a Gibson?
You is a grown-ass man.
But you... Don't tell me what I am. If I tell you to go get me a baby, you go get me one.
I'm not going to be a pimp for you. You already pimpy enough.
Do you know how I have pimped myself out just to get you?
Here it is.
Full-time status.
You've pimped yourself out for this entire station.
I give $11.90. Hang on. I'm trying to decide. Is that a compliment?
Yeah, it is.
Pimp my out. Okay. I give $11.90 this show for free. And I made a deal. You went full-time. Chloe got a raise. And you can't even go and get me a baby's phone number.
I got you her phone number.
He did do that.
But the rest is up to you.
No, it ain't up to me. You do it all.
Well, do you want him to take?
Yeah, I'll take her out if you want me to.
Oh, you take her out. But you're not going to be able to eat much with a hole in your throat. I don't care what people are calling about. I didn't say the B word.
You did not.
Find out what they want. Why don't you do your job? Why don't you screen some calls for a change?
Sometimes they grow up and they do their own thing. They take everything you've taught them.
Oh, they get to a certain point. Oh, I can take you. Oh, yeah. I raised you. Did everything. Now you want to go up against me.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do your own work. The hell do you think you're for? You're to screen calls, produce, and get me chicks. And so far, you're only batting about 700.
Only. That's actually pretty good.
Well, you're still missing a part of it. 750.
Yeah.
Give him that much. He's got me a couple ugly chicks. That's why I spotted him in the 50.
Gotcha.
Otherwise, 660. What do they want?
They're idiots. I think you said the B word.
I never said the B word. You'll know when I say the B word because I'll say it. And I'm not giving anything away after 7 o'clock anyway. Game's over.
Aw.
What?
I'm sure some people are disappointed.
Well, for 7 o'clock, I don't get credit for the ratings. The game has ended for today. With Mother's Day coming up next weekend, yeah, we'll start it again Monday. But for now, it's over. That's official. Bitch.
Even sitting on those for a while.
Man, those were some sweet-ass teats. And a pretty face. I don't know if she's smart or not, but I don't care.
She seemed... She spoke fine. She didn't... She did not seem stupid.
She seemed a little shy. I thought it was surprising if you're in a band and you got cans like that. Well, and you wear a lowrider jeans with your belly button hanging out.
I think she dressed for the occasion, yeah.
That's a hot-ass bitch.
And you're just really wearing it out now.
Mm-hmm. She was just trying to see if I was... She was trying to bait me. That's a fishy bitch.
I do believe that she was casting a net, yes.
Probably just to taunt me.
Could be. Or it could also be that maybe, you know, maybe she's a listener, has been for a while, and has a crush on you, and this is her big moment. She decided, I know, I'll become a volunteer with Paws in the City, and then eventually they'll have to have me on the show.
I hope she don't think she's one of those bitches better than me.
Hmm? Why would she think she's better than you?
I don't know. Some of the bitches are pissy. Pissy bitches. Stingy bitches. Bitches that climb on rocks.
I see.
Big bitches. Even bitches with chicken pox. They all love hot dogs.
Hot dogs?
Armor hot dogs.
Yeah.
What kind of bitches love Armor hot dogs?
Dogs, bitches love to bite. Bitchity, bitch, bitch, bitch. Bitchorama.
Mmm.
Bitchoplex. Big bitch. Crazy bitches. Big-eyed bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Bucktooth bitches. Bitches think they could get my money. Ghetto bitches. Dirty hair bitches. All kind of bitches.
Mm-hmm.
The only type of bitch I won't tolerate is a wall-eyed bitch. Because you know they always looking for another guy. They act like they looking at you.
Mm-hmm, but
their wall-eyed bitch eye is searching for a bigger paycheck.
Uh-huh.
And that ain't nothing but a greedy bitch. Psycho ass bitches. What else is on my list? My favorite TV show, Starsky and Bitch. Okay, I think I'm done. So, what's your job to do after the show, Alfie?
To hand you this phone number?
You gonna call her and see if she wants to go out with me.
I will do a lot of things for you, and you know
I will. You will do that, or you will not be here Monday.
If you have to let me go,
That's fine.
You know what? You want to play poker face? Play poker face.
I'm not playing poker face.
Otherwise, I'll stick my in your bitch face.
I don't want none of that. But I know you got the pimp power, and you can do this.
You can call her. I don't have to do it. You see if she wants to go out. I'm not going to have her giggle and go, oh, I just wanted to meet you. It was fun to meet a celebrity, but you're nasty and ugly. I want her to tell you that, and then you leave all the other stuff out.
I got enough problems trying to pull my own bitches. I got 99 problems, and they all bitches.
What is it you've done to get 99 problems with bitches? It almost sounds like your life is 100% pure bitch trouble. 99 and 44 100% pure bitch. Every woman you meet's a bitch.
It seems like every woman I've been involved with over the past, I'd say, 5-7 years.
Well, I don't care about you. You get me a bitch, I'll be happier. You call it bitch, and you see if she wants to go out.
But why can't you?
Because I don't have to.
Well, I don't think I have to either.
Well, you're right. You don't think you have to.
Why can't Chloe do it?
Why don't you come out with, why don't we go Monday night and go see her? I'll be your wingman.
That's a fantastic idea.
That's a great idea. That way, for this entire weekend, since she's not playing till Monday night, is that right?
Mm-hmm. She's playing somewhere tomorrow night. But okay. I know she's playing Monday night.
Monday night for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, we can wait till Monday night. So,
she's playing tomorrow night somewhere. Also.
So maybe find out where that on Saturday.
You get on the phone, you call her right now. As soon as we get off the air, you call her right now.
I actually tried calling her twice. She didn't answer. I'm being serious.
That's probably not even her number. I had a chick do that to me one time, and it was Dalworth Carpet Cleaning.
No, it's her number.
How do you know?
I Googled it.
How do you know it's hers?
Because it has her name.
Because it's Dan, and he's good at that.
It's not that hard. It's not like I'm an NSA hacker over here.
Well, text her and see if she wants to go out.
I thought that was Alfie's job.
Obviously, Alfie can't take care of it. Alfie ain't nothing but a whiny bitch.
You can text her. That's an easy thing to do.
I don't know if I can text her from my phone. If she's what?
She just called back. She said she wants to go out with you.
Did she?
She did.
Swear. Where does she want to go? What night?
Where do you want to go, Holly? What night? Where do you want to go out with Russ? What night?
Is he really on the phone?
Be nicer.
She says she's playing a lot this week, so it's going to be a little hard to figure out a date.
Ask her if I can play with her titties. Ask her.
She's playing at Henry's tomorrow night. Hey, Holly, real quick question. Can Russ play? She says not today.
What about this weekend?
What about this weekend? He said quit calling her a bitch.
See?
I'm not calling her a bitch.
He's never actually called you a bitch. You know that, right? All right, she's cool.
I think I said she was hot bitch. But that's a compliment.
Yeah, I'll leave that out for now.
Yeah, don't tell her that.
Cool.
Nobody call and tell her that. Nobody post it on Facebook.
Are you listening right now, Holly?
Yeah, turn that off.
Yeah.
She listening?
Okay. Yeah, just go ahead and turn your radio off, if you don't mind.
Okay, cool. And don't ever turn it back on.
Yeah, don't turn it back on.
And if you have iHeartRadio, delete that.
Yeah, leave it off, Holly. Just leave it off.
Are you really talking to her?
I really am. She just called up in the, not the hotline, but the studio line I have in here.
Okay. And she wants to go out.
She wants to go out.
Not just to hang out, but like on a date.
Not just to hang out, right, Holly? On a date?
Oh, my God. What else does she have to say?
You better shut your
mouth. No. Like on a date, right, Holly?
So awkward.
She says, if you'll be a gentleman, which I'm sure you will. I'm more than sure he will, Holly.
Tell her the persona that I have on the air,
you know,
is just real.
Honey. sorry, Holly, the persona that he has on air, it's just a facade. Don't worry about that. She says she knows.
Okay. Then tell her I'll take her someplace nice.
Russ, yes, it is for, it's for ratings.
it's for it's for ratings?
She said, yeah. She said it's a ratings thing, right?
No, it's not a ratings thing.
Dude, I'm trying to get you in, man.
Dude, I don't want some kind of facade chick. I want somebody who really wants to go out with me.
No, she really does want to go out with you.
Does she really?
Yeah.
Why do you think she dressed up to come up here?
Russ says he'll take you to someplace real nice.
Where would she like to go?
Where would you like to go? She says she likes seafood.
So do I.
God, she just walked right into that one.
Any particular places, Holly?
I'll give you guys a
please say Red Lobster. She like Three Forks? They have seafood.
Holly, do you like Three Forks? She's never been there before.
Perfect.
Yeah, that is perfect. Russ has been there plenty of times.
Yes. Three Forks. Two in the pink, one in the stink.
Please tell me you're not listening right now. Okay, thank Jesus.
Just tell her go and just break down the
ball. Is it really okay for me to call her?
It's cool for Russ to call you after the show, right?
Yes.
She says yeah.
I don't believe her.
Why don't you believe her?
If you guys are setting me up,
no.
Everybody gets shot in the forehead.
Okay. No.
Yes.
No.
Well, just in case.
No. If anything's being set up, I am not in on it.
Because that chick's hot.
And she likes you.
I am certainly talking to Holly. Holly, say your name real quick. You're on air.
See?
Well, the last time I got a phone call that just said somebody's... that just said somebody's name went like this.
This call will be recorded and monitored. I have a collect call from...
Hey, it's Tina. I'm not going to be able to make it today. I'll call you tomorrow.
An inmate at a detention facility.
So just saying Holly doesn't really convince me. Did she come up specifically dressed provocatively for me?
Holly, quick question. Did you come up like kind of dressing kind of sexy today just for the show? So that's just kind of like normal clothes for you? Okay. She says her mom's listening too, by the way.
I love mothers.
Russ's?
In fact, mothers, to me, are God's liaisons.
Russ says that mothers are God's liaisons.
That like to trib.
Shut up.
Jesus. What is this?
You're like your own worst enemy.
Do you want ratings or do you want me to have sex?
Do you want me to be the voice of reason or go along with it?
Do you want ratings or you want me to have sex? If you're a smart man, you'll shut up and say you want ratings.
I do. But I also want, I'd like to see you get laid.
I get laid.
I'm not saying you can't.
I've had sex.
I'm sure you have, and plenty of it.
She's still on the phone?
She's still here.
Okay. Tell her I will call her on my way home.
Russ will call you on his way home. It might be a little late because he has to cut up the show for .fm.
And I have charity work to do for paraplegics.
Russ is doing... No. Russ is... She knew I was getting the phone number for you. After the show, Russ is actually doing some charity work for paraplegics. So
children with muscular dystrophy.
Also children with muscular dystrophy as well.
And one nostril mongoloids.
And one nostril... Mongoloids.
Yeah. He's very diverse in his giving.
Mm-hmm. Ask her if she carries lube.
Holly, do you...
Shut up!
No. You have really nice skin. Do you carry, like, a lotion on you or something like that?
Does she rub the lotion on its skin?
Oh, my God. I just realized Russ has a well.
Yeah, I do have a well at my house.
You guys could role play Silence of the Lambs.
Mm-hmm. Let's submit to the basket. Tell her you got to go.
All right, Holly, I got to run. We got to wrap up the show.
Thank her. Call her ma'am.
Thank you very much, ma'am, for your time.
Tell her I enjoyed the visit.
We all enjoyed the visit very much.
And leave the radio off.
Make sure that you keep the radio turned off, though, just so you know. Okay, it's imperative that you leave the radio off. Excellent. All right, cool. All right, thank you, Holly. Bye.
All right, was she serious?
She was serious.
How do you know?
I can hear it in her voice.
Because she was really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
She seemed very flattered about it all. She said
she should be. She's attractive. She's a goddess. You know what she is?
She's your queen to be. A queen to be forever. A queen to do whatever His Highness desires.
What is she?
She's your queen.
That is so handy.
For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio and video archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can also find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram as well. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. Nikki Sixx is up next. For all things Talk Radio 1190, go to 1190talkradio.com, where Rodney Anderson is up next.
All right. We'll see you guys later.
See you.
The Metroplex.